about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Well, I tell you, let me give you a little inside information about God.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so. It is my last show. I want song suggestions. Look, let's just throw it all out. I don't get told what songs... I do get told what songs to play. But I don't get told what songs to play on the last day of my show. So, if you want a song... Oh my goodness. If you want a song, let's have a party. Party.
And now.
Morning, losers.
Our feature presentation.
She's who I want to be when I grow up. Well, mission accomplished. I'm already her. Doesn't she seem like the kind of lady who every time she gets to the radio station, she has to call inside to get let in the building because she forgot her key card? Doesn't it seem like that's her lot in life, like every day? Yep.
I didn't know where she left her purse the night before.
Gotta be honest, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Kevin, what?
What's
going on with your key? Look, here's all I know is I don't know that Lisa May has ever called from the parking lot and has to be let in. And she's been working in the building exactly as long as you have,
right?
Yeah, Kevin.
So what's going on with your key card?
Okay, explain to me exactly what I did wrong.
It's not wrong. You must just sigh. You must just be out in the parking lot and go, well, I guess I forgot my key card again.
Not past sigh, now it's anger.
What's happening?
I was like, come on. I have a system.
Right.
And that system works until, let's say we have a long 3-day weekend. And for some reason, I just feel like maybe I can... go outside that system for a second and take my key card out because I don't want to carry it around for 3 days in my pocket. Right? So I take it out and I put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it's still there.
But don't you live in the same house every weekend? And
The
radio station is in the same place every weekend? It seems like that would be just a routine.
Yeah. You know what the routine is not trying to find my card in the morning. That's the routine. So I leave the house just normal, and then on the way somewhere, I think, come on. Because I had to call and have somebody let me in yesterday as well.
Yeah.
So every day when you get to work, it's a P-A-R-T-Y. Pretty much.
Kevin, God damn it.
Hey, what happened there?
We both played the same thing at the exact same time.
Well, it sounded awful.
Yeah.
Hey, in contrast to the discussion so far, here's the world's youngest Mensa member. She lives in, Kevin, this is your home state of Arizona, Queen Creek?
Never heard of it.
Okay, Queen Creek, Arizona. Alexis Martin has been admitted to Mensa. Now, that's the international club with... the IQ of the top 2% in the world.
Don't be foolish like we don't know.
The average, and by the way, remember that time, it's been a couple of years, we had people call in who were Mensa members, and we wanted to find out if being that smart made your life better. And
right.
My memory of it is it was a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Some people were doing, literal rocket science, and other people had regular jobs and didn't feel like there was any advantage whatsoever to however their IQ was measured time.
Maybe it was like 60-40 in my memory.
That's what I think too,
60% having it not help.
I'd like to do that again. That would be interesting. Well, little Alexis Martin is in Mensa now. She's 3.
That's ridiculous.
Doctors who tested her said she tested so high they couldn't exactly calculate her IQ score, but she is smarter than 99.9% of the world.
But do they have IQ tests for 3-year-olds?
I wasn't aware that they did. Alexis started reading when she was 2 years old. When she was between a year and 18 months old, her parents say, we'd be driving around in the car and she would recite her bedtime story from the night before. She didn't just recite them, she recited them exactly. So they would read her a bedtime story. She's, 15 months old, say. They would read her a bedtime story at that age, and she would memorize it and be able to repeat it back the next day.
After one reading?
Doesn't specify that here.
Wow.
But still, a 15-month-old telling a story from memory?
Oh, f*** you.
She's reading at a 5th grade level. Again, she's 3. She taught herself Spanish via her parents' iPad.
No.
At three?
Okay, this is like off the charts.
Yes.
Yes, that's what they're saying. Off the charts. Right?
Yeah.
Alexis's parents know their daughter's gift is amazing, but they are also discovering new challenges. They're asking questions like, does she go into kindergarten early? We are kind of hesitant because we do want her to get that social aspect. And that's a problem that a lot of kids in Mensa run into is, you know, they're completely out of sync now with all the other kids and the other kids' interest. And you kind of set yourself up for misery.
I know.
If you're in a situation where you're different from everybody else for whatever reason, right? Alexis will never be able to go to a normal school, according to the doctor who helped test her. One of the reasons is that kids this brain have high anxiety, and it's easier for them to be around similar children. Her parents also add, anytime she learns a word and just picks it up through anything, she never uses that word in an incorrect context ever. So that's little Alexis. It would be fascinating. They should start a documentary on her today.
No kidding.
Wouldn't it be fascinating to see what her life is like?
Yeah,
I think it would suck.
And I just wonder if how much IQ means when you're three. I mean, I just wonder if that's going to even out and she's going to be a little smarter than usual by the time she gets to high school, you know, or if she's always going to be a super genius.
Super advanced, yeah.
I would imagine, but gosh, she's never going to have peers.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
right.
That's going to be really hard. She will, I would imagine, be really socially awkward.
Yeah, at best.
Yeah, which
well,
doesn't
hopefully,
help.
Hopefully she's hot because that'll help. That'll help with some of that.
That's true.
But a hot chick that's super, super smart, she doesn't. She's not willing to use the hot.
Good point.
Yeah, maybe so.
She's too smart.
Maybe so.
Right, too smart for that.
Very interesting story, though.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, I am so irritated. I don't know what in the hell's going on.
Daniel Cormier is a fighter in the UFC, mm-hmm. and he was going to be fighting this weekend on UFC 170 with Ronda Rousey. I mean, he wasn't fighting Ronda Rousey, but that's the same fight card. But the fighter that he was going to fight got injured, and so they brought in Pat Cummins. Pat just joined the UFC, and this will be his first fight.
Oh, boy.
And he's fighting Saturday night against Cormier.
They had to go to the drive-through window at the coffee shop he was working at to tell him that he was fighting in 10 days.
This is... It's set up to be, you know, the greatest upset of all time. Or he's going to get his face smashed in.
Right.
Or he's going to be looking for another coffee shop job Monday.
So we'll be talking to him today about that fight. We have Adam Carolla on the program.
Yeah.
This Week in Rage. We have celebrity impressions. If you do a celebrity impression, we want to talk to you today.
Because we found out we don't.
Well,
right.
Bean
we
does,
definitely
but
don't.
The rest of us don't.
We need a bunch of substitute Ralphs for this week. That's what we need.
Right. We also have Psycho Mike on the program today.
Beat my former friend?
Beat is very upset that perhaps he's no longer friends with Mike. And by the way, Bean's always the last one to find that out. And we have comedian and actor Jeff Garland in the studio. He's the star of the Goldbergs.
And
he also
love him.
Has his own podcast. So we all love him. We're excited to have him here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:50.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Thank you so much for listening to the world famous... What are we called?
That was a moment with Bean.
You either laugh or you cry when you start going down that bad, bad road. So I choose to laugh. I choose to enjoy it.
That's the way to go, trust me.
I pretty smart to suicide. Embrace your failure, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome on into the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Wednesday. Ralph Garmanoff filming a movie for a few days. We are filling in this hour on the Showbiz Beat. It's going to be Lisa next hour, and then our friend Stryker joins us for the rest of the show. Very much looking forward to having Ted be in here. Yesterday was a big day for those of us who love Kate Upton. You know, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is out this week.
It is?
And we were a little sad. We were a little disappointed. Not that there's anything wrong with the cover. Three different Sports Illustrated swimsuit models are on the cover, all topless, all with their backs to the camera.
They are?
Looking over their shoulders adorably. Chrissy Teigen is one, Nina Agdal, and our friend Lily Aldridge are all on the cover. Now, what I didn't know until this morning, Kevin, is that that photograph extends when you have the actual magazine in your hand. You open it up, and then the picture kind of wraps around the cover, and there's Kate Upton on the other side.
Yeah! Oh, what a nice surprise.
And then I extend.
what a bonus surprise to have a little bit more Kate Upton on the cover. You know, this makes it although it's not, you know, technically the cover that you see when the magazine is on the stand, she is still somewhere on the cover, but this is the third year in a row that Kate has been on the cover. Last year, you remember, they had her in Antarctica. She was in the bikini with the parka. And then, well, the bottom of the bikini and then the parka. And then the year before that, she was, when we first got introduced to her, she was in a red two-piece red bikini. And then inside, she had that bikini made of body paint. So Sports Illustrated is making fantastic use of Miss Upton.
Yes, they are.
And then also in this SI swimsuit issue are the photos from the Zero Gravity shoot. And Kevin, I'm going to let you explain that to people because I think you probably spent most of your day yesterday doing research on the video.
I don't know if they go up in a plane or if it's just a plane that's set for zero gravity. Mm-hmm. Can they do that, Bean?
It's a flight. She was in a plane. She did take a flight in a zero gravity chamber.
Right. And then they put her in a bikini as usual. And then she's floating around while they're taking pictures.
That's not bad.
And, yeah.
It's astonishing. It really is to see what happens to her body, especially her body in zero gravity. By the way, ladies, you'll be interested to know she is wearing a gold bikini from Target in that shoot.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter what she's wearing.
And none of us will look like that in that bathing suit.
Yeah.
And Manalo Blahnik, is that how you pronounce it? Those are the heels that she's wearing in there. But
she was wearing heels?
It is an extraordinary video to see her. There must be a team at Sports Illustrated whose job it is to figure out what can we do with Kate Upton this year that's going to be awesome.
Let's put her in zero gravity. Awesome.
Let's send her to Terry Richardson's house and have her do the cat daddy dance. Sure. I mean, everything she does, it seems like, is awesome. Now, here's one more Kate Upton story. And as far as I'm concerned, it can be the all Kate Upton day here on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is, you're going to instantly want to not believe it because it's just a random guy posting on Reddit. But he says that he and Kate Upton dated back in 2007, and he took her to homecoming.
Right.
And he has posted a photo of him with her and what looks like her mother in the picture. And here's what he wrote about it. We met early in high school at volleyball practice, and through some mutual friends, we talked for a little while and started dating a few weeks after that. No, I never banged her. I was like 16 years old, and her family was really religious, and it never really got that far. She was a really cool girl, but I broke up with her because her family made it impossible for me to get close with her, and it was hard on both of us to get a real connection. I had no idea she would become an internationally published model one day, but that doesn't really affect the way that I feel about her.
Nice job, dumbass.
So,
he broke up with her.
A, he broke up with Kate Upton. Is that something you ever get over?
Well, no.
And B, even though it's just a random guy on Reddit, and even though his Reddit username is cool sexy guy 420 boner.
Oh,
no, really?
All right, maybe that's not quite so.
I still am inclined to believe him because it's a realistic sounding story. It makes sense. I mean, obviously there's a picture of him with her dressed up for homecoming, but it's not like he's saying anything outrageous or crazy, just that he dated her when they were in high school. He's not claiming to have banged her.
That is what rings true to me.
Yeah.
Any other guy who's making up a story,
right,
had sex with her. If
exactly.
He's making it up.
That's what I think, too. I mean, I know that we're just being cynical and there's no way to tell if any of it is true. But what's it like for that guy? And what's it like for any girl he ever dates afterwards, by the way, when she realizes that his ex-girlfriend is Kate Upton?
That's pretty strong. He's just walking through a Target or something. He sees the Sports Illustrated. He goes, yeah. So that happened.
But don't be cool sex guy 420 boater, though. Don't be that guy.
No matter what.
Right?
No matter what. Robert Pattinson is fed up with the bright lights of Hollywood. He tells Radar Online, I'm sorry, friends tell Radar Online, that the talented superstar has no desire to be famous anymore. He's going back to film school. He wants to be behind the camera.
Really?
And he's done with it all. He doesn't want to act in another blockbuster.
Well.
And eventually hopes to direct instead.
I am fine with that because I didn't see the Singing Dog movies, but Lisa, isn't he a terrible actor?
He's not good. He's just okay.
He's not Kristen Stewart bad.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
He's fine.
Yeah. We're okay then if he decides to go behind the
mm-hmm.
camera, right?
That's correct.
It's not a huge loss.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting new list. Now that people like Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift are all in their 20s, they have had to come up with a new list of the top 10 richest teen celebrities. And I'm always fascinated to see how much money some of these kids make. Elle Fanning at number 10. She's 15 years old, by the way, is worth $1.5 million.
Okay.
Willow Smith at 9, $4.4 million. She's 12, by the way.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith at 15 is worth $5.5 million. He's at number 8. And then you have three guys in a row from One Direction. Now, what's going on with the other two guys?
Yeah, what
in the
happened
band?
To the other two?
Why they aren't not, they on this list?
Do they not write? Maybe only three of them write songs.
I don't know what this is all about. Oh. Harry Styles is at number 7. He's worth $8 million. He's 19 years old. Liam is worth $8 million. He's at number 6. And Niall is at number 5. He's also worth $8 million. He's 19 years old. I don't know what happened to the other two guys.
Hmm.
Top 4 richest teen celebrities. Abigail Breslin. You remember her? She's the Little Miss Sunshine
sure.
girl.
Yeah.
She's 17 now, and she's worth $12 million.
All right.
She, of course, has also been in things like Zombieland and Rango and The Call. So she's continued to work pretty steady since we first got introduced to her as a little kid. Number 3, a guy who's not working at all and may never work again. He's worth $15 million. He is 19 years old, and he is Angus Jones from 2 and a Half Men. But you know what? He may have flamed out and got himself fired from that show. But he's worth $15 million. He doesn't actually need to work anymore.
No,
so
if he's careful, he'll be fine.
That's true.
He'll be fine for the rest of his life. Any thoughts on what teens we haven't mentioned that could be in the top 2?
Teens are not my...
Taylor Swift no longer teen.
Right? She's 24 now. She's an old lady.
And you're saying girls?
I didn't say that. What is a girl and what is a boy, though?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is number 1, Kevin. The richest teen in the world. He is 19 years old. Now, some of these numbers we've been tossing around, the $8, $9, $10, $12 million, he's worth $110 million.
Wow. You cannot buy your way out of being a douche.
You can.
And number 2 on the list, at a distant second, is Dakota Fanning. Her sister Elle, remember, was back at number 10. She's at number 2. She is 19, and she's worth $16 million. Dakota Fanning is.
Wow.
That is nice.
She's doing pretty well for herself at 19 years old to have $16 million in the bank. But isn't it crazy how much the Biebs is worth?
Yep. That's ridiculous.
And I'm not at all going to suggest that, that's why he's a douche, because lots of people are rich and aren't douchey. But for $110 million, you probably do have a little bit of a I can get out of anything complex, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can spend all your money and not spend all your money.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Ever since Taylor Swift started singing all those songs about how her heart was broken, everybody's been trying to guess who she's talking about. And I'm sure there are different people, but friends are telling Radar Online that she gave up her virginity to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, that's not a bad choice.
Apparently, he didn't want to have much to do with her. He flaked out on her 21st birthday bash, and she spent most of the night in a closet crying.
Aww.
And the only reason I bring that up is because I like it when Tadeusz Whitler is in a closet crying.
Lying on the cold, hard ground.
It was the next day that she wrote a song with a goat. Today's celebrity birthdays. How great is the actor Jeff Daniels, the star of The Newsroom? He is 59 years old today. Singer-guitarist Dave Wakeling of General Public and The English Beat turns 58. Seal is 51. Actress Justine Bateman turns 48. Great Oscar-winning actor Benicio Del Toro, the hairiest man in Hollywood, is 47 years old today. Singer-actress Hayley Duff turns 29. And actress Victoria Justice is 21. And that's the Showbiz Beat for this hour. Comedian actor Jeff Garland on the program today. Also, Adam Carolla and the UFC 170 fighter Patrick Cummins. You've never heard of him because this is his first ever UFC fight, and it's going to be the second to last fight of the night. He's going up against Daniel Cormier. It's an unbelievable story. We'll tell you all about that. And don't forget, at 9:10 this morning, you can get on the standby boarding list for K-Rock's World Tour 2014. This time, it's Arctic Monkeys in Dublin, Ireland. Kevin, one of your favorite cities in the world.
Love it.
Destination number 3 of the World Tour, 9:10 this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to get on the standby boarding list. Details at KROQ.com.
All right. We welcome the facility manager, Jay, to the studio. I don't believe we've ever had you on, Jay, have we?
I don't think so.
No, you
morning,
haven't.
Jay.
Good morning.
No, we haven't.
Good morning.
Right.
Now, a facility manager, you are in charge of what?
The facilities.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
What does that mean, though, in layman's terms? Like, what is your job, Jay?
I get to mow the lawn and make sure you have water and coffee in the morning.
Okay.
He does
everything around here. Everything. He's the guy who, if something's wrong, you go to him and you go, hey, is there any way? And
it's so you're like the building manager. If a light bulb's out, you're my guy.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Explain to us, please, as I don't quite understand why it is that every day when you step outside of the building that we work in here at K-Rock, every single day, without fail, as soon as you open the front door and you take 2 steps out on the sidewalk, you almost get knocked over with the smell of poo. Why? Why is that? Why does it smell so unbelievably bad outside the station?
The best we could figure is because we're stuck in that no man's land between Culver City and Los Angeles, and nobody wants to take responsibility for the affluence, shall we say.
But what's the problem? The problem is there's a pipe out there?
Correct.
Because we've heard, we refer to it as the poop pipe. It's, it what, it just blows air?
Wow.
It doesn't blow air, no, but
but I'm saying
it blows, yes.
But I'm saying, how does we don't just have a pipe in the front lawn that just spills out on?
That pipe is the clean out for the sewer lines of the building, and the problem is it's been backing up into what used to be the jock bathroom, and
right.
Now it's going into the other bathroom.
All right, well, let's slow down.
So wait, so the smell of death that hits you in the face when you walk outside, Kevin, is now moving inside the building?
It used to be inside the building. Now we've moved it to the outside of the building.
Okay. Now, and then people started complaining that, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, by the way, let's not just gloss over it used to be inside the building. It used to be in this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And in poor Omar's studio.
But it's not anymore, right?
It isn't. Okay. No. So why? How? You installed that pipe out there.
Yeah, well, let's just say we took the top off of it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
So then when you walk outside, you almost can't take it.
The way it works is that is the clean out for the building, which happens to be about 10 feet from the city sewer line.
From
what I've been told is the city sewer line moves at such high velocity that the odors back up into our pipes.
Oh, good. So we get the whole city smell.
All right, well, at least I know it's not all beer mud.
So that it probably is. So that is right outside the door. Now, you did what to force it back into the building? What did you do, Jay?
Well, you guys, everybody's been complaining.
Right, yeah. Because you almost pass out.
Why would you walk out the door? Well, the last couple days, it hasn't been so bad when you walk out the door, right?
Right.
Because it's...
Because what?
It's backed up inside the building.
But wait. It's backed up inside the building because someone capped the pipe again. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So people were complaining to you that it was bad outside the front door. So you said, fine, I'll put a cap on
it. It's a shell game. We're just moving it in.
It is. So you capped the poop pipe, and now all of the smell is coming in through a different bathroom.
Correct. See, we got it out of the jock bathroom, which clears this K-Rock area.
Right. And then the bathroom's over there, which is where all the management is and the music department and everybody else.
Shouldn't that be where the smell is anyways?
Well, I mean, are those our only two choices?
We are actually working with our construction company who've come up with a plan to help alleviate the problem, we hope. We're just waiting for the funds to be released.
Couldn't we just extend the poo pipe?
Yes. I tried to. Did you see how high it went for a while? It looked like a periscope when you walked out the front.
That seems like it would work.
Why couldn't you just straighten it out and send it out to the street?
I was hoping it would just go straight up. You know how heat rises.
No.
It didn't work.
Right. Yeah, because I would have thought that too. Let's just get it out from our feet.
Yeah.
And it'll shoot over our head. It'll kill birds and stuff, but not us.
Yeah, no, it didn't work.
So you capped it. Now it's coming into the building again.
But just to that one room, which is over here. So that's sort of an improvement, right?
We had guests and we're like, no, not that bathroom. Oscar winning actor.
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't Jack Black kick this all off?
Well, this all began. Jack Black destroyed this one over here, right by our studio.
It was already on the downhill.
Now you've destroyed the other two over there. Why do we need to smell the city's poop? Why is that a thing?
You know, apparently our construction company who's been working with this building since the early 70s has said that has always been a problem here.
Well, what point does someone go, hey, we should do something about this?
I think we're at that point. We're
just now.
Yeah.
I think we need to just blow this mother up.
Yes, Pete.
Can I ask a question? What happens to the poor people standing at the bus stop in front of the building? I mean, isn't it all over them?
I really feel like it just comes out of the pipe and just circles the door. I really feel like that. As soon as you open the door, you have to push it extra hard. And then you have to force your way through the cloud that is the city's poo. No, it's bad for the people to wait for the bus, too?
It used to be. It's not this week.
Okay, let me ask this question. It's not this week because you forced it back into the building. Are we the only building that has this issue? Because it seems like I've been to a lot of buildings And nowhere do we have to smell the city's poo.
We're special, yeah.
But what?
I don't know.
Are we the only ones that have this problem?
We can't be, but...
Have you talked to the city about it?
We have placed a few phone calls, and I don't have the guy's name right now, but we do have a name and number we've tried. Yeah.
Hmm. I think Jay has summed it up for us, and that is that we're special, and that is in every sense of the word.
That's not good. So what's the next step?
Well,
do you need us to talk to your contact at the city?
That might be an idea.
We'll put him on the air.
We'll have to try that. At least trying to get through to him and see what we can do.
Wow.
We're hoping that we're going to start doing some work on this bathroom, which will help lead to the next bathroom and help alleviate the problem outside. And also, do you remember last year or about 2 years ago, we did a big construction problem out front because the bathrooms were all backing up here for a long time?
It was a nightmare.
They took out what is called a P-trap out of that front area, which theoretically is supposed to stop the smell from coming back.
Right.
But we were told, oh, no, it doesn't do that.
And you took it out?
Yes.
We'll put it back in!
Well, that's the next step.
Would it help if Beer Mug didn't empty his bowels 50 times a day in the morning?
Just in the morning.
Yes. Would that help?
Well, it is sort of unusual that smell is worse in the morning.
Yeah, well...
No,
you're
we
looking
know
at
why.
Him.
No question.
You're looking at him right back here. All right, well, keep us updated.
I will.
I guess we'll be able to smell our way around this problem. No, let's go. Like a monkey.
Indeed, just like a monkey. Hey, the Kevin Abid Afro Line is yours. It's available for you 24 hours of every single day. You call and leave a message on our voicemail at 323-520-AFRO. What are people calling and telling us today?
Well, Angry Guy is back.
Oh, yay.
No, beef bastard. Craven, I guess it's a good thing, right? Having your broadcast license revoked, moron.
Was what? That me he was coming after now?
I think it may have been you.
That was, he was trying to say Bean Baxter is what he was trying to say.
But I think he said Bean Bastard, which is just as good.
Just as good. So first he was, first he had you in his crosshairs.
Yeah,
then for a minute he was all about Omar.
Right.
And now apparently it's me. So he's got a shotgun approach to the Kevin Abid Show. Nope, none of us know why he's so angry at us.
How about Angry Guy with Dr. Drew?
Hello, Dr. Drew. Hey, listen, I got a joke for you, man. Here goes. Knock, knock. Who's there? Kevin Ryder. Kevin Ryder who? Do I live here?
Okay,
I guess that's me, not Dr. Drew.
He's losing me.
Hello, Dr. Drew. Your friends are morons.
I don't know.
Hey, angry Afro guy. You need a high five. In the face. With a chair.
Hey, man.
I think this is a good point.
What did you do? Just let it go. What did you do? Just let it go. Just let it go.
Time for a remix. Omar, get on that.
Not sure we need that.
Hello, yeah, I have the world record for getting a haircut in every state. Just kidding, you beanie.
Oh, that would be such a burn. I gave up after like 11 states. It was too exhausting.
The fact that you ever started to try and get your hair cut in all 50 states without repeating, it might be one of the dumbest things you've ever done.
It was, in retrospect, overly ambitious.
You think? It was just stupid.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know that I really like your show.
Like a monkey!
You gotta be honest. I'm not sure what that means.
Somebody!
By the way, I should just mention at this point, this is an answering machine.
Right.
So we're not necessarily a fast-acting response team.
Somebody! Bring me some toilet paper!
Yeah, this isn't one of those deals where we're on the couch and we can hear the machine in the room and all we have to do is get up and go answer. We can't help you there.
This is perhaps our new nickname. We were called in some kind of, was it a newspaper article, B? We were called Chuckleheads?
Yes. Yes, we were Chuckleheads at Grantland.com.
Ah,
we took exception to the way we handled an interview. So for a while, we were Chuckleheads. What are we now?
Oh, you guys, you're such Chuckleheads.
All right, still Chuckleheads, I guess.
I don't see us as Chuckleheads, but okay. Long time listener here.
Can I get an update on what happened to that green leather jacket? I miss you guys talking about it.
Wow. Who had the green leather jacket? Do you guys remember?
Omar.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah, it was me.
Kevin, yeah.
It was you.
Yeah. I don't think we need an update, though. This guy very happy.
Hey, assholes. It's 6:48 in the morning, and guess what song I have stuck in my head? Don't Break My Heart. My achy brick. Assholes.
Yeah, we are.
That is one of those songs that you can hate, and yet it does not affect the fact that it will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day and maybe the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all. So I just suffered through Jamzilla. It was horrible. I had to keep up at 90. Just to keep up with the flow of traffic. Venice to Van Nuys. Instead of my usual 45 minutes, it took me 22. I couldn't even finish my coffee. I got there a half hour early. I had to stand outside and just drink my coffee. I couldn't finish. This Jamzilla.
Yeah, it does sound brutal. I'm glad you survived that, sir.
How about some poetry for Lisa May?
Oh.
Lisa May. The sky is clear. The moon is bright. There's nobody around. Not a person in sight. Come on, baby. Let's get entertained.
That's a pretty good poem. That is a pretty good poem. That's strong. And finally, this is a little late. I'll give you that, as it is the, what is it, the 19th today.
Uh-huh.
But back on the 14th, this particular person called with a little song, with a little ditty.
You're a lady who, happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's, happy Valentine's, happy Valentine's, happy Valentine's Day.
Jesus.
You
an actual natural fade.
This is so terrible.
Agreed.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:50.
We're going to find out how talented the Kevin and Bean listeners are coming up right after the top of the hour. We're looking for you to do your celebrity impressions. The good ones. The ones that slay at parties. That's what we want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We need some help as Ralph is out this week. In the meantime, speaking of Ralph being out, Lisa May filling in for the Showbiz Beat this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. All right, we're going to start off with some wedding news. Leighton Meester and Adam Brody apparently got married secretly. They were... recently seen relaxing at Mexico St. Regis Puta Mita Resort just last week. She apparently had a bachelorette party a couple of weeks before that.
Did you say
Punta.
Oh, Punta. My bad.
Very close. Very close. And they've always been really secret about this relationship. They never really admitted they were dating. They weren't seen together a lot, but there were
rumors.
Yeah,
they're very private people, but also each of those that you mentioned, of course, there's Seth Cohen and Blair Waldorf. Let's not forget that. They're famous TV personas, but both of those are the kind of, he's the guy that all the girls want to date. She's the girl that all the guys want to date.
Yeah,
they just
totally seem
awesome together. So I hope that works out. That's
and they
cool.
already got married. Are you listening, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
And they were all quiet about it and stuff.
Just did it and then announced it afterwards.
Yeah.
Didn't involve going into space or camels at the pyramids. None of that nonsense.
And they're both going to star in a comedy called Life Partners, so we'll get to see them working together, which should be interesting. Hmm. Kevin, this is for you.
Thank you.
Bette Midler singing at the Oscars.
Oh, dear God.
I knew you would be so excited.
I can't take her. Why is she singing at the Oscars?
They just announced it. They aren't really revealing why or what she's doing, but the rumor is that maybe when they're doing the thing where they show all the people that died.
Oh, great.
Maybe she'll sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
And then die?
Okay.
But, you know, how do you... I got teary-eyed just thinking about that because that song is so moving. And I was thinking, how do they do that with all those names and not sort of get choked up?
Well, I think they rehearse it a bunch of times, you know, so it's not fresh to them to see those faces flash on the screen, I guess, is part of it. Plus, she's a professional.
Well,
it's good to know there's a bathroom break built in, though.
Why do you hate Bette Midler again so much? Refresh
my
memory.
I'll tell you why. She strikes me as my mom trying to be sexy. She's old, and she always tries to be super sexy. She wears sexy clothes, and it just rubs me the wrong way. It's like, come on. Dress appropriately for your age, woman.
Yeah, I
Ugh.
Agree.
Ugh.
Sadness. This is sadness. More sadness with Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller. Apparently, he wanted her to have their kids, Bob and Max, tested for fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he says that these kids are having trouble, and it's her fault because she was drinking while she was pregnant, and that this test could actually help them in figuring out how to treat the kids. So the test was supposed to get done, and at the very last minute, she filed a legal documents to block the test and says they're fine and we don't need to do it. So I think
What's
she's
just the downside of testing.
Well, I mean, I guess you could probably get in a lot of trouble, right?
If it goes south, they need to test.
Yeah,
you know?
They do. Yeah, I mean, it's just incredibly selfish that she wouldn't be willing to do that for the sake of her kids.
Now, let me ask this question. You guys might know the answer, not know the answer to, but 34 years ago, didn't all pregnant women drink and smoke?
Well, it's you could
I think
have.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're saying now you could have a glass of wine, but there's a difference between that and like seriously drinking.
And drinking, right?
Yeah.
It can't look. It, just in general, let's err on the side of not drinking while you're pregnant.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't hurt. So, movie news: my boyfriend Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead, I love him so much, is going to team up with Robert Kirkman on a big screen project.
Awesome.
Called Air. It's a sci-fi thriller with now. How do you say his name? Jimon Hounsou. How do you say the first name?
Jimon Hounsou, yeah.
So they're going to play custodial workers surviving in an underground cryogenic facility after a nuclear fallout.
Love it.
Sounds pretty awesome. Brie Larson is set to join Judd Apatow in his new comedy. When anything he does, I will see. It's called Trainwreck, and Amy Schumer and Bill Hader are starring.
Oh, wow.
Which
wow.
is super promising, but they won't say anything about the plot. It's a big secret.
All right.
TV news. I don't watch this much anymore, but Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton is having Amy Adams tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Oscar-nominated
What's
Amy Adams.
What's your favorite curse word?
I think that's fun.
Kevin, you remember we had him on.
Yes, what a
Mr.
bag
Lipton,
of hot air.
And he was awesome. Yeah. We had a great time with him. He was a lot of fun.
Isn't that guy 81? Or something.
At least, maybe older than that. Yeah, he's like 85, I think, and he's a terrific host for that show.
So I'm going to watch that. That's tonight on Bravo at 8. And then tomorrow night, same show, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
That would be worth watching. Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, you love the movies, too. Wouldn't you love to hear somebody like Matthew McConaughey take you through some of the choices he's made and what it was like filming some of those movies?
I would, but he's so snobby and just so better than you and so in love with himself. I can't take his smarmy attitude.
Kevin hates all old people. That's what we're learning.
I don't. Just old people that are a-holes.
Celebrity birthdays. Jeff Daniels is 59. Singer Seal is 51. Justine Bateman, 48. Benicio Del Toro, hairy butt sexy. I don't know how he does it. He's 47.
He has a hairy butt?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And it's sexy?
Yes, all that's true. And Hailey Duff is 29, and that's the showbiz beat.
Actor and comedian Jeff Garland joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. He, of course, famous from Curb Your Enthusiasm and also the Goldbergs. Smash hit on TV right now. Adam Carolla on the program as well. You know, last Friday, before Ralph hit the door on his way out to go film a movie, he suggested, hey, I'm going to be gone next week. You guys like doing voices on the show. Why don't you guys do some of the voices? And he kind of forced us at gunpoint a little bit to audition for him to do celebrity. He would give us a celebrity voice and then we would try to do the celebrity voice.
And I would say we failed all around.
I would say 100%, 100%.
Except for one of us won. And I would like for that person to recreate that magic now.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was my my patented Adam West impression that got me into the finals.
That's patented?
The reason I bring all of this up and the reason we're taking listener phone calls to hear their celebrity impressions is no matter how many times you see people like Ralph who are really good at impressions, no matter how many times you listen to that and go, oh, it's so easy. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Lisa,
at all.
No. When names came up for you, who did you have to do? Do you remember? Did they give you Pacino or somebody?
No. I thought I knew how to do Pacino, actually. I was ready for that one, but I actually got Flint.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint.
You got Larry Flint. All right. So that's an impression that you've heard 20 times on our show before, a voice that you know. But once the spotlight is on and you have to try to be Larry Flint, you just kind of froze up.
Yeah.
Right?
And the voice was in my head for a second and then it was out of my head.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Once I started and then it just disappeared.
Welcome to Kevin's life when he's just tried to do Kevin. Yeah. Yeah. Doing a celebrity impression. So with Ralph out this week, we thought that we would take some calls at 1-800- 800-520-1067. In fact, they're already starting to come in. Didn't we just have an Afro call? Somebody left. They wanted to get in on kind of some of this action.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. We want your friends are surprised how much you sound like that person. We're not looking for this kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean. This is Arnold. I'm here to tell you that I want to be in your show as an impersonator. Why don't you call me back? I will be back, Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, because you're terrible.
That's not what we're looking for here.
So 1-800-520-1067. You actually do a good impression of a celebrity. We want to hear it. Shall we go ahead and start with the guy who's on the line who can do Arnold? Let's go ahead and go to Jared. Now that we've heard a terrible Governor Schwarzenegger, let's hear what Jared's got. Maybe he'll restore our faith in humanity here.
Jared, this is... morning, Kevin and Bean. Hello. How are you today?
Better.
Better. But we're still you're still like 20% of Ralph's Arnold, though.
Oh, that's not right, Kevin. Whoever you are.
All right. Nice effort, though, Jared. Is that it? Is that the only? Okay, that's the only one he's got.
Yep.
Let's move on to James. Let's see what James got for us. He's on line four. By the way, we'll take as many calls as we have time for. If you've got an impression, even if it's just one, even if it's just short, we want to hear it. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, James.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Bean?
Who do you do? Who's your impression?
I got Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. All right, let's hear it.
I think we just did.
One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing him away. So why steal them? Because he thought it was good sport, because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. It can be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
You know what?
I applaud the delivery.
I got to give him an E for effort. I'll tell you that.
I applaud him for delivery. That wasn't bad.
That wasn't good.
I do a great Paul Walker.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
You're funny. All right, thank you, James.
I was afraid that we were going to hear like a car screeching into a tree. That was going to be my fear there. All right, let's go to Chris. He's on line three. He's got a classic celebrity impression he's going to try to lay on us here.
Hi, Chris.
How you guys doing?
Good. You're picking a classic, though. I mean, this is something that kids have grown up with for years, so you're going to have to really nail it.
All right, here we go. Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Not bad.
What else you got? Keep going. That's good.
Hello, Miss Piggy. I can only do a little bit of it. I can't go too far.
So you got the hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here.
That's not bad.
Okay,
no, that's good. One line.
Yeah, you're good.
If you could say more than those words, you would be awesome.
Thank you for the call. Chris, keep working on that. Get back to us. Thank you. Wow, that was a strong start.
That was pretty good.
All right, let's go to Carlos. He's on line two. He's kind of in the Kermit arena a little bit here, too.
Hey, Carlos.
Hello.
Who do you want to do an impression of?
Master Yoda.
Yoda?
Yoda.
All right. Yes.
Good morning. I wish you, Kevin and Bean. Very drunk, Kevin is.
That's pretty good.
All right, points for content. You do sound like a guy doing Yoda, though.
What's that?
Very low the dollar is.
Very low the dollar is?
Okay.
Oh, you're mocking Bean?
Yes, mocking Bean.
All right, I like it. I like that he's able to do the voice and mock us.
Yes, very nice. All right, let's go to John. He's on line one. He's up next.
All right, hi, John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Dr. Phil. I just want to tell everybody today out there listening to my talk show that we have a special guest. It's Kevin Bean and a beautiful Lisa Knight. Okay. And today's topic is a radio DJing.
Can't help you. The phone's ringing.
What can we do about that?
Joey's up next. He's on line four.
All right.
Let's see what he's got.
Hi, Joey.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How's it going?
It's going well, Bill Clinton. How are you?
How's Lisa May doing?
See, he's content, working right into content,
right? Okay, good.
Lisa, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we're just driving on to work. Gonna go see Monica.
All right, you may have to update your material, President.
Yeah, but if all you do is President Clinton, what are you supposed to do?
Well, President Clinton could still live in 2014. He doesn't have to be trying to hit 45-year-old Monica Lewinsky, right? Wouldn't he be moving on to Kate Upton or something right now?
Anything to get away from Hillary.
Yeah, well, that's true. He may go back to her.
Okay, thank you, very Joey. Nice. Thank you, Joey. How about Brenton? He's up next. He's on line five. By the way, this
hello,
is interesting.
Oh,
hold on, Brent. Hold on, Brenton. Yes, Pete.
I can't even imagine what impression that was. All dudes calling. We have. There are very few women impressionists.
I think,
guess
that's true.
Yeah, because but, I think it would, most
we have to do women.
Well, you do, right? Marley Matlin.
I do.
There you go.
We want to hear from men or women at 1-800-520-1067. All right, I'm not going to look, Brenton. Let me hear your impression again. Let's see if I can figure out who you're trying to do.
My impression is very fantastic. Hello, Lisa May. How are you doing today?
That's not bad.
Really? You I can think pick that's it, right, really Bean? Bad.
Bean, can you pick out who it is?
Are you... let me hear a little more.
I have been starred in many movies. One of them deals with penguins.
Oh, Katharine Hepburn.
That would not be the correct answer.
Wow, I got no clue.
Really?
I got no clue
Morgan
who you're...
Freeman.
That is very much Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's Morgan Freeman, yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, all right. Morgan Freeman. All right, let's do a couple more before we got a break. Let's go to Carlos. He's on line six. We haven't heard this one before.
I'm going to try to stop looking now because it seems to be giving me a leg up, and I want to be able to recognize it just from the voice.
Okay.
So, hi, Carlos.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Oh, it's Elmo.
Elmo?
Elmo.
I like a little voice.
Good voice, good material. Like well done. Voice. And what a hit at parties you are. All right, let's go to Chris. He's up next on line eight. Don't look, Kevin. All right. I think you'll be able to get this one, though. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Is that the boss on The Simpsons?
Mr. Smithers.
It sounds like Mr. Smithers, yeah.
Is it?
Or Mr. Burns, I think you mean.
Oh,
Mr.
I'm sorry,
Burns, right.
Mr. Burns.
Yes. I hear that there's a shortage of clowns. Oh, Krusty, what are you doing here? Hello, everybody. It's Krusty the Clown.
He's putting two of them together.
Yeah.
How about
we
that?
A
whole
show.
Sketch based Whoa. On something we did yesterday or Friday or whatever it was.
And the show is this that you have on the radio.
All right. We got it. Take it easy, Jason.
All right. Let's do one more before we have to break. Let's go to Steven. He's up next. He's on line two. Everybody else, please hold on. We are going to get to you in a minute. But let's go out on a bang here for this segment with Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Super morning to you, fella.
We love it.
Bring that fat ass beer mug. Bring that sweet ass over here.
He's too old for you.
Oh, he ain't old for me. He's a sweet child.
Herbert from Family Guy, very strong.
Herbert, good. Awesome. I don't know how you do that little whistle thing. That's really, really impressive. Nice job there, Steven.
I can do Tom DeLonge also.
Tom DeLonge. Okay.
We have a surprise musical guest coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show that is going to be a real disaster for some of our listeners, but a thrill for others.
That's right.
So you just have to stick around for that. In the meantime, we're talking about celebrity impressions. Everybody, well, many people think they can do them. Very few are able to do them well. Certainly Ralph Garman, our friend who's on vacation this week, is the king of the impressions.
Well,
he's the best I've ever heard.
Here's the difference. He does amazing impressions, and he's able to be funny as that impression.
Yeah.
And that's in character.
That
right.
is almost impossible. You'll find people who are A, funny, and don't do impressions, or B, do impressions, but aren't funny. And he puts both of them together, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, it does. It's quite a skill. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We're just going to zip through just one more round of calls. But before we get right to you, Dave the King of Mexico walks in during the song, and he says, how come nobody asked me for any of my celebrity impressions?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm listening to these callers, and I could be just as bad as them.
Well, I mean, so, they're Al Pacino.
But that's not our goal. Yeah, like, that was better than half these people.
That's not our goal. is to be as bad as these guys.
I mean, I could do like Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
My man. Like, come on. See, like, I flew a plane upside down. My man.
But
King
Dave,
Kong
you
ain't got on me.
But Dave, you understand, that's not you doing a Denzel impression. That's just you're repeating a line from a Denzel movie. They're very different things.
Do you think
you
sound like Denzel Washington when you say that?
Exactly. Like, sometimes I'm confused. And and then, you know, I could do like, all right. Just keep living.
Right.
See? That's Matthew. Like, whoa. Matthew McConaughey just came in here.
That's not Matthew McConaughey. That's a guy with a Mexican accent doing Matthew McConaughey lines.
And then, you know, it's like, hey, Kevin, how come you didn't invite me to come in here? And it's like, whoa, Ray Romano, where'd you come from?
Oh, that was Ray Romano.
I thought it was Kermit.
Yeah. Didn't recognize Kermit also.
Kermit T. Frog here. And I see Lisa.
That's me. Like, oh, come on. I could be as bad as any of these people.
I'm pretty sure your phone's ringing.
on your desk. You know what? Actually, Dave, it is. I got to go.
Yeah.
All right, mission accomplished.
Kevin, I'll see you later.
All right. Ray.
I don't know which one that was, but yeah. The mixer.
Mission is accomplished. You are as bad as all the other callers. So if that's what you're trying to do. All right. I asked for a girl to call because very few women do impressions. I don't know that Christina is doing an impression that the world needs, but let's give her a shot. She's on line 8.
Hi, Christina.
Hello, Kevin and Dave. Someday my friends will call. I'm wishing.
That's not bad.
I'm going to say that is Snow White, ladies.
That is not bad.
That is Snow White.
That is
I've got one more. I've got one more quick one.
All right.
Okay. Hi, it's Mickey Mouse. Kevin and Dave. Bitches.
Not bad.
Okay. Wow. Very impressive, Christina. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Kevin. Let's go to Kevin on line 2. This should be fun.
All Kevins are good.
Good morning, Kevin and Dave. How are you guys?
Nope. Thank you for calling.
That was radio legend Tom Lakers
A second. No, it wasn't.
All right. How about Joel with the least asked for celebrity impression of all time? He's on line 3.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, that's a pretty good impression there, Dave. Hey, guys, I'm actually just calling for an invite to the next April Foolishness, man. What's going on with that?
Who is that?
Come on, Rich Ray, man. Come on, I just woke up, guys.
That's your Ray Romano?
Oh, he's trying to do Ray Romano. Okay.
Hey, and I think to myself, what a creepy guy being, oh, yeah.
That's the least asked for celebrity impression. Louis Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, is who he's doing
But he's bringing the comedy, so that's good.
Thank you, Joel. Let's go to Lionel, or Lionel, whichever, on line 4, please.
Hi, Lionel.
Well, Kevin Bean, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Keanu Reeves.
How's it going? Bean, what do you think of my acting?
I think you're terrible, Keanu. I think you're truly an awful actor, sir.
Oh, that's interesting. Have you seen River's Edge or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Not bad! No, not bad! Not bad.
I'm more impressed that he's doing something that happened, 10 years ago?
At least.
Maybe 20.
Nicely done.
Wow, impressive. Thank you, Lado. Let's go to Raphael. He's on line 5. He's up next. Now, again, he's biting off an impression. I saw which one he's doing. This is one that a lot of people do, so if you're getting into, you know, Jay Moore territory, you got to really bring it.
All right. Hello.
Good morning. Christopher Walken here. Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, how are you?
It's not terrible.
Not terrible.
But
not,
so
not
many.
Terrible. But I'm. So weird that you'd say that. I mean.
All right, now it's turning into John Travolta.
Now it's John Travolta.
No, I thought it was Woody Allen.
Oh, Woody Allen.
All right, thank you for the call. Two more. Let's go to David. He's up next. He's on line 8.
All right. Hi, David.
All right. Hi. So I can do a little bit of Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
All right. No, you killed with your sympathy, sympathy. No, Kevin and Payne and Lisa May. Hi.
Don't ever tell anyone you could do a little bit of Bill Cosby. All right, we got time for one more, Kevin. Which one you like? We got a big closer.
I like Brad.
Let's go to Brad.
We go to Brad. Hey, Brad.
What's up, guys? I got a great impression for you. No one does it.
Okay.
It's Shakira.
Is this Brad Williams?
I don't know who you're talking about, but I have a...
You did the showbiz for us all day yesterday.
I have a killer Shakira impression. It's unbelievable. No one does it.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm on tonight and my hips don't lie. La 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 la.
Not that this is funny man Brad Williams, but do you also do a Chewbacca?
Well, I mean, it's not Brad Williams. It's just a coincidence that we have the same name. But yes, I do a great Chewbacca.
All right, let's hear it.
It's so weird that you bring that up.
I'd like you to compose yourself and try Chewbacca again.
Oh, that was a great Chewbacca. But all right, I'll do it again. I'm sure it's so great. You just want to hear it.
That's
second
it.
Time.
Yeah.
How is that Chewbacca?
Worst Chewbacca ever.
That's Chewbacca ever.
Yes, that's what we said, Brad. Best Chewbacca ever.
That's
well
what
done.
We meant. Thank you. She just hung up. What a surprise. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:36.
Stryker and his tail joining us in studio in about 10 minutes or so with the Ralph Showbiz Beat, and then comedian, actor, podcaster, sex symbol, all-around good guy Jeff Garland in the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget, at 9:10 this morning, we want to put you on the standby boarding list to go see the Arctic Monkeys in Dublin, Ireland. It's K-Rock's World Tour 2014, destination number 3. That's at 9:10 this morning. Details at krock.com.
Got a brand new song in. We're ready to debut it, but we were hoping to talk to the artist on the phone. So he could give us a little of the backstory before we actually world premiere the song.
Well, it's complicated to dial phone numbers and wait on hold for 1 minute to go on the air with Kevin and Bean. You know that.
This artist was on hold and then hung up for some reason. Why would that happen? I don't know.
Saw something.
All right. I think we have him now.
This is the surprise, I promise, that would thrill some of the listeners and send a lot of them really right to the Baker Boys or whoever's over there on Power 106 these days. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning. This is Kevin and Bean Show. We're trying to pump you up, ladies and gentlemen. Drive carefully on the freeway and put on your headlights if you're listeners.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
We do it poorly, but we can handle our end of the conversation. We were hoping that you would be Sam to us.
Were you trying to do an impression of us?
Yes.
Well, that was an impression.
Oh, he was doing an impression.
I get it. Based on Sam went over my head right there.
That's a first.
That happened.
So, Armenian comedian, before we hear this new song, tell me how you've been. What's going on? How's the wife? How's the haircutting business? How's the comedy career?
Everything is great. Thank you very much.
Wow. No detail there.
I'm very excited to hear you guys. I love you guys.
Okay.
Are you more high than usual today or less high than usual? Because you seem a little bit out of rhythm.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm getting a little bit heart attack right now because I just woke up and tried to be excited.
Yeah,
and
less
high. Meantime, I'm trying to do all my best to represent all my efforts.
Right. Well, you're nailing it so far. I got to be honest.
you're
on point.
All right. Well, let's just cut through all the chit-chat and get right to the matter at hand. Omar came in yesterday and he said, guys, great news. There's a brand new song from the Armenian comedian. Now, you teamed up with an old friend of the Kevin Bean Show named GT. We had him on a few years ago with his Halloween song that we enjoyed so much. And he's a very, very good producer. And you got together with him to make a new song. What can you tell us about that collaboration, Sam?
Man, he wants to do everything with me, and I have the other band. What about the other band? You know, I got everybody's trying to use me,
right.
Or I use them, you know.
Sure. I mean, it's got to be rough for you to pick from all of the opportunities.
Yeah, but the only thing that I'm trying to get you guys to do a breakfast show, you haven't done that. That's why.
Okay. Well, we've done a lot of breakfast shows, Sam. We've done
just
a lot
with
those.
You. Right.
Just not with you.
All right, let's table your complaints for a moment and get back to the song. So GT contacts you and says, hey, let's work together. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, and then also at the Comedy Store, he's every Monday there. We talk, we chat.
He is, okay.
Even though
okay.
Don Barris hates us, you know.
Well, who can blame him?
Well, everyone does. What's the song about, Sam? Because we're going to hear some of it as much as we can stand right now. Tell us about the song.
Something special about you, you know, and it's about a collaboration. It turned out to be about my wife. She's something special. I'm lucky to have her.
Oh, there Absolutely. Is no question about that.
Yeah.
Another thing that I have a co-worker that he buried his pets, cats, this month. You know, I just want to bring it up also. His name is Tommy. He, Charlie and Quiet, the brother and sister, he delivered.
What's happening?
I don't know. Hey,
cats.
But you said he buried him?
Yes.
Well, don't bring that up on the air. That's a total bummer.
Yeah, but I just want to bring it up.
But don't. I'm saying don't bring it up. Nobody wants to hear about that when they're driving to work or getting ready or whatever.
All right. Let's world premiere the brand new song from the Armenian comedian produced by GT. And this, again, is called Something Special About You, Sam?
Yes.
And what do we need to know? Do we need to know anything before we go into it?
Yeah, I told you it's the song that he wrote, and then I sang, and it just came out nice. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is the world premiere now of Sam's new band. What's the name of the band?
Armenian Comedian GT Project.
All right, here we go.
Begin sequence.
Now, a
a K-Rock world premiere exclusive.
K-Rock, K-Rock, K-Rock.
There's something special about you. I know there's something special about you. I don't know what it is. There's something special about you. The way you smile, the way you look at me. Oh, it burns me down the bells. Because I know there's something special about you. Special about you that I know. Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. There's something special about you.
Hey, Sam, if I could just butt in here. If you're singing what would appear to be a love song to your wife. Hello?
He's listening to it on the radio.
Did he turn up the radio? Sam, how many years have we had you on? Sam, turn down your radio.
Sam!
What's happening?
Turn down your radio. What was your question going to be?
Well, if you're going to sing a love song to somebody, you shouldn't say, I don't know what it is. You should maybe list some of the things you like about them.
Yeah.
Sam.
Where did you go?
Turned down. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
No, he wasn't saying it was. The song was unbelievable. You listening to the radio during a phone call is unbelievable. We're on delay. We can't talk to you if you're listening to the radio, Sam.
Oh, I just. Okay, sorry.
How long have you been on our show? 20 years?
Oh, more than that.
Okay, and how many times in that 20 years have we told you have to have your radio down?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 100? 150?
Hey, Sam, I don't know how much more of the song I can take, but did you have lyrics written down before you went in, or are you making these all up off the top of your head?
No, we write the song together, and I just also, you know, command performance, you say? You do that too, the same time.
I don't know what the command. What do you mean, command performance? You do the same.
You know, like you just collaborate and make up words.
Oh, so you're basically you're winging it.
Yeah,
that's fascinating because you can't tell.
Let's hear just a tiny bit more before we say goodbye.
Sam, don't turn your radio up.
Right.
There's something special about you.
Is that enough?
I've heard enough. Yes, yeah. I'm satisfied.
Sam said, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Sam. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. And I have a bar in the
right, we don't care.
Street.
Hey, Sam, before we go, tell us a joke.
Okay. One guy went to the bar. He says, bartender, could you not serve me today? Whatever I've been drinking. He goes, why? Because I want to change my drink because the other one gets me upset. Maybe I should try something else.
And then the bartender says, like, there's got to be more to that joke, Sam. Nope.
No, you know, every drink makes you different high. So you got to have something different. That was the joke because the bartender was about to serve him the same drink.
I see. That's not funny at all.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. The lucky listeners are the ones who have just tuned in now, and they've missed the worst part of the show because it's really about to start getting
or
good.
They just missed the best thing we've ever done.
Actor, comedian, sex symbol Jeff Garland joins us right after the top of the hour. Adam Carolla later on today, and UFC 170 fighter Pat Cummins are all on the way. Right now, though, filling in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat, it's our friend Ted Stryker.
Hey, everybody. Stryker. All right, so one of my most favorite things to do is when I know that I'm going to be on is find out who's going to be on your show.
Right.
Yesterday, I'm listening, and Laura Vandervoort is on.
Yes, she
I'm
was.
Salivating while driving. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe I'm going to get a Laura Vandervoort part two tomorrow. The Armenian comedian was just on.
Yeah. Right.
I love Jeff Garland.
Right.
But I'm not gonna make eyes at Jeff Garland.
He's not a Maxim cover girl, that's
no,
for sure.
He's no Laura Vandervoort.
No.
Yeah.
I get him sponge cake and those sort of things, but Laura that was awesome.
Yeah, she was something.
And Bean, I'd like to know if you're hungover today from celebrating last night.
You're talking about the anniversary of the discovery of Pluto? Yeah, we have a party.
Yes,
if that's
exactly
what you're asking.
Right. Stryker, why I am on. Listen, I listen to this show nonstop
great,
for years.
But yeah. We try to get Bean to stop talking about non-planets.
No. Ted is Team Pluto. Come on.
I am Team Pluto.
There's no such thing.
Bean, when he taught at the University of Kansas, I was a fan of his teachings. I have read about him. And I'm glad you celebrate Pluto. And I'm glad you're hungover from celebrating Bean.
Thank you, Ted. I wish you'd have been at the party, but maybe next year.
Probably. All right. So, you guys were doing impressions. Are you cutting me off here?
Oh, no. Your mic is there something wrong?
I'm sorry.
We were doing impressions, yes.
Can I give my crappy impressions, you a-hole?
Please. Who do you do?
Do you know that I was panicking? What's the deal with the Kevin and Bean show?
Is that Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Wow. Do it again.
All right. Are you going to shut off my mic again?
No.
Okay, here we go. See, everyone was crappy, but those were listeners. I'm expected to be better. Now I don't want to do it
anymore.
Right,
but, you're not.
Okay,
here
we go.
Everyone knows. That's
okay,
cool.
Here we go. Thank you. What's the deal with the Kevin and Bean show? We got Bean in Seattle. He loves goats. Kevin loves girls with gravity boobs.
That's not bad.
Where's Pluto? What's okay? That's no right. Grapes, no nuts. I lost it.
We liked Stryker, so we cut him a little more. You know, have a little more patience with them.
It's radio silence.
If you were on
Bean's,
the phone,
yes,
we would have already.
It would have been
where
done.
Did Bean go?
Yeah, patience ran out about 30 seconds ago.
Damn it all!
Oh my God.
Let's get to the news. Damn you! I've ruined everything. My stock is down the drain. So even though the Grammys have been 3 or 4 weeks ago, there's still talk about the backstabbing of Nine Inch Nails, Dave Grohl, and Josh Homme on stage. Well, Trent Reznor is still talking about it, and this is what he said yesterday.
For those of you that don't know,
here's what happened.
Fill people in.
They were closing the Grammys. These guys, future Hall of Famers, Lindsey Buckingham, current Hall of Famer, also on stage. People in our world were so excited for this. Even those guys were excited.
Right.
About 2 minutes into their performance, while the Grammys were closing, the voice of the show, the girl, starts talking about the Grammys are sponsored by Carnival Cruise Lines.
And then they
cut the whole thing off and it ended. And that was a backstabbing and that sucked. And here's what was the great thing about that performance. That was what we were going to see in 5 years, 10 years. It was going to be those guys in 10 years doing it.
I agree.
So Trent Reznor is still upset. He said when they were asked to do it, he was flattered, although he also said he's not a fan of the Grammys. He's never watched an entire broadcast. But when he talked to Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, they thought about the upsides and the downsides. And they're like, let's go do it our way. If it stinks, it stinks. If it's great, it's going to be great.
Right.
Now Trent says they would never, ever, ever consider doing that event again. Well, I got Josh Homme on the phone the other day.
Fantastic.
And I asked him straight up, would you ever play the Grammys again? And this is what Josh said.
You know, everything is about respect to me. I love to give people respect when they deserve it, and it's the only thing I care about. And I don't really go where I'm disrespected. It felt like we shook hands and looked each other in the eye and tried to work on something cool, and that someone had their fingers crossed behind their back. And I don't do that. I'd rather just be straight up, you know, and just do it that way.
I like him. He's a future Hall of Famer, and he is a rock star. And again, that stinks that happened.
Agreed.
Completely.
Well, it does. And what was really frustrating about it is that it was 3 hours and 45 minutes into the show, and they couldn't let them have 2 more minutes to finish their song. That's all it would have taken.
That's all it would have taken.
Yeah.
All right, Bean, I give you this story. You may have heard about this. Taylor Swift was heartbroken after gave her virginity to Jake Gyllenhaal. And then he bailed on her 21st birthday party, leaving
the
singer
in
the bathroom crying.
Nice work.
Hey, it's what guys do.
I applaud him.
I am of two minds here because, A, I love Taylor so much I never want to see her sad. But, B, it's that sadness that makes all of her music that I love so much. So it's kind of a win for the public if she's hurt.
God,
the entire Red album was written and done supposedly because of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Kudos to Jake.
Bean,
anybody that sends her crying into the bathroom? I'm down with.
So you do not care so much for Taylor. Okay.
Oh, no, it's not that I don't care for her.
You hate her.
I hate her.
Is it because she seems fake and false and sings every song and makes faces but then says the F word to other people? Is that why you hate her?
And then she's got that stupid fake, I won, look on her face. Everything about her sucks.
Let me translate. She's perfect in every way.
That's Bean.
So
to make sure, I don't mind. Most of the time, people get us confused all the time. I get confused for Bean and the things he says. He gets flack for what I say. But in this particular case, I want people to know that Bean is the one who loves Taylor Swift.
Got it.
I call her Tate Off Swidler.
Okay.
Back to you.
You're very serious right now.
I am.
You're scaring me.
Okay.
Are you still going to Brazil for soccer with little Brad,
that's
going to
happen. Okay. Brad Williams. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if this even matters. Bradley Cooper, who has, I think, a wonderful head of hair. And my wife teases me because she thinks I like Bradley Cooper too much, but I think he's become and is a very good actor.
What's not to like?
I like his hair. I love his movies. He seems like a nice guy. He's
I like
got his
that
life
you led
together.
With hair, though.
What's that?
I like that you led with hair.
Well, it's because apparently like he's movies. Taking Propecia now.
Ah.
And that's the story. He is so afraid that he's going to lose those locks, which were permed for his latest movie, American Hustle, which is really good. So he's on Propecia. At least, does it matter? Does it matter if guys are on those pills?
It helps.
Yeah. Oh, it helps,
it does
I think.
Help.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when it helps is if you're not Bradley Cooper. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Bradley Cooper is amazing. If you're you and me, you just better...
Bathe in it?
Bathe in it. Take a bath in Propecia.
Speaking of Propecia, Kevin, your hair,
Looks fantastic.
It does. Normally it's very blonde. It's a lot darker now. Is this because of the winter? What's going on with your hair?
I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know.
All right. If you guys call right now, callers 20 through 24 at 1-800-520-1067, I get to give you a pair of passes to the Marvel fan event celebrating the release of Thor 2. The Dark World. It's February 24th at the Arclight Hollywood, which I believe is where Kevinine was born.
Yes, it was.
Thor the Dark World is out on Blu-ray and DVD on Tuesday, February 25th. And this is pretty cool. Sir Ben Kingsley is going to be there.
Wow.
And there's going to be a Q&A afterwards. So you can ask him all about the movie and probably maybe even ask about the movie Gandhi that he was in.
No. Probably
no, you
no
don't want to ask about Gandhi?
No.
All right, celebrating birthdays today. Let's see. Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber in Speed and other movies is 59. Dave Wakeling from General Public and English Beat is 58.
Seal. Hey, what's your rush there, Ted? Save it for later.
What?
Oh, save it for later. It's a song.
Oh, put in the file.
Singer Seal is 51. Mallory! Justine Bateman is 48. But thank you, Lisa May.
You're
Benicio
welcome.
Del Toro is 47. Haley Duff. She's the other Duff. She's from Napoleon Dynamite, is 29. Victoria Justice is 21. Aisa Juarez, who works here, is an undetermined age, but looks fantastic.
She's the best.
The boyfriend of Kate Upton from the Tigers, Justin Verlander, is 31. And I'm going to close with another impression here.
Okay.
Thank you, fans and friends, and odds and ends. And now for you gals and guys, a few words to the wise. You, Jims, and Sals are my best pals. And to look your best for the big contest, just be yourselves and have a ball, because that's what it's about, after all. So forget about the cameras and think about the beat. We'll get the folks at home a real big treat. Don't worry about where the camera is. Just keep on dancing. That's your biz. Hey, if I tap you on the shoulder, move to the side, let the others finish the ride. I'm Stryker. I just ruined the show, but speed back.
Stand-up comedian, producer, actor, podcaster, a rough but thoughtful lover. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Garland joins us in studio here on the Kevin Beach Show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Did you say that based on my stand-up?
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, I've heard
you say rough but thoughtful. I love that.
There's a gentle but selfish lovemaker, and then the rough but thoughtful lovemaker. I'm the rough, thoughtful one.
And I generally don't like to spend too much time thinking about you in sexy time, Jeff, but that image did appeal to me. I don't know why.
It
was very funny.
Thanks, man.
So how are you?
It makes me laugh every time I say it.
How are you? How's it going? What's it like being on an actual hit TV show on a network, as rare as those are these days?
It's quite a content feeling professionally. It's just a really nice, nice feeling. I never thought I'd be on a network show. And then the fact that I'm on a network show that's a hit is really extraordinarily surprising.
They churn through TV shows so fast these days. It seems like you get like a half of an airing, and if you don't have the right demos, they pull it and put something else on.
And a lot of times it doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
Right. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, uh-huh. I know. But I'm happy that I'm on a good show because... hopefully I'll do more Curb, too. I'm free to do more Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I hope if
Larry wants to.
What's Larry's deal, though?
You
don't even know? I mean,
it's... Well, no, we talk. We never talk about the show. Until
because he won't?
No, he will, but I don't like to bother him with it. He'll just call me up one day and go, hey, you want to do more? I say yes, and I'm contract. That was my agreement going into the Goldbergs, that I could still do Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't want to be the guy who destroyed Curb. So, I can do more if Larry wants to. So hopefully he will, and hopefully the Goldbergs will run 10 years.
And now, you've been acting.
Watching him eat the neat noodles over there.
Yeah, he is.
It's just, it almost looks like you're spinning them up. It's just so bizarre. The angle, like you've got chew in your cheek, and you're spinning it up.
We don't eat while guests are here.
Yeah, we apologize that you had to see that, Jeff. That's very unprofessional. You've been acting for a long time, right? Didn't you start around, 30 years ago, something like that, you've been acting, right?
Yeah, 31 years ago, 1982, I started.
Now, for a lot of actors, the goal is to get on a long-running TV show because you get on the right show and you last that 100 episodes plus, and then you're pretty much set up for life, right?
Yeah, 100 episodes plus, you're set, yes. A big bowl is set.
Wow. And where are you now? How every day do you just rip another page off the calendar count when you go to the Goldbergs?
It's not combined.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, it has to be 100 of this?
100 of the same show. So
how many Goldbergs do you have under your belt now that have aired?
When we're done, there'll be 23.
You're done. Okay. So you'll have 70-some to go. That's not bad.
No, that's like four more seasons, more seasons. Yeah, so.
Now, was this a tough sell for you when you heard, hey, you guys know That 70 Show? Well, this is That 80 Show. I don't know how they sold it to you, but
they sold it to me by telling me it wasn't like That 70 Show.
Okay. Oh, really? How did they describe the difference to you? Because is like That 70 Show.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Have you watched one episode?
Of course I have.
You're a lying sack of poo-poo. You've not watched one.
It's a family comedy with a husband and a wife and a bunch of kids and their friends and growing up and the experiences.
I've not seen one episode, I can tell.
I absolutely have. Quiz me. I'm right here, baby.
A couple things. The big differences.
First off, him baby.
Okay. All right. So I was writing a script actually for, even though I was still going to do Curb, a Netflix show for myself.
All right.
And I got the script for the Goldbergs and I read it. I'm like, well, this is really good. And the couple things that sold me, number one, it's single camera as opposed to the multi-camera of the 70 show. It's not.
And how is that different to us, the viewers? I mean.
Okay. It looks more like a movie.
Okay.
The 70 show, there's a live audience, and there's all these different cameras, so it's at the same time. Whereas the Goldbergs, it looks like a movie. Single camera. It looks like it's shot on film.
Okay,
And also, it's not – the 70 show is very joke-driven.
Right.
Our show is situationally driven. Wow.
Try that again.
You know, but it's all about the situations on the Goldbergs. And character driven. It's not as much, not that there aren't some good jokes, but they come naturally from the characters or the situations.
So you're more Wonder Years in your mind then.
Yes, that would be
That you would agree with.
Yes, very much so. And Wonder Years was wonderful. And by the way, the 70 show, if you dig that, that was good.
Right.
I was never confused by why the 70 show. Like, there's TV shows that come on, like 2.5 Men. I don't understand why that was ever popular.
And not only was it popular, it was huge.
Huge, yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
Has been on for 10 years or
more,
right?
Yes, yes. I don't understand it, but, and I meet people who love it, you know. And I do understand The Science Show. What's that other one that's like?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is called The Science Show.
The Science Show.
Because I've watched that a few times, and the characters on there are so likable that I get it, even though it's not my style. It's more joke-driven.
You sound like a guy, this is the voice of Jeff Garland, like you can't tell here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Jeff definitely has one of those very recognizable voices.
Well, but I've done the big animated Toy Story 3 and Wall-E. I was the captain in Wall-E.
Sure. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
So people recognize me, I guess.
You sound like you are a little bit surprised to find yourself on a mainstream network show. Like, this isn't the kind of comedy that you generally watch at home or expected to be a part of.
My friend, there you go. Wow, you nailed that one.
Now you nailed it. Forget about the 70 show thing.
I'm more of an off-the-beaten-path guy. Curb Your Enthusiasm, thoroughly off-the-beaten-path.
Completely, yeah.
But one of my dreams when I was a young comedian, and this is entirely true, was to do a mainstream sitcom, be a star of a mainstream sitcom, so I could keep making indie movies. Like make
the only
movies.
Reason to do something like that is
so it
to
frees
fund
me,
other stuff, right.
Frees me to do other stuff, to fund other stuff, to be available, to be in a movie where I make $8,
right.
You know? I'm not concerned. So I did a movie recently called Laggies, directed by Lynn Shelton, who lives in Seattle.
Yes,
I don't know
she
why
does.
I'm pointing up at a speaker.
I don't know why you're raising his camera there if you want to point somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, Lynn Shelton lives up in Seattle, and I filmed it up in Seattle.
And they sold that for $2 million at Sundance.
Look at you following along. I played Keira Knightley's father, and I got to work with Sam Rockwell. Great fun. And then I just produced a movie called Finding Vivian Maier. It's coming out the end of March. Do you know about this?
I was a Kickstarter donator of that. I love that. I got the book. I can't wait for the DVD.
I came aboard after the Kickstarter.
Me too, then.
You too, then.
I've tried to tell Kevin about her, and he won't. He doesn't care about it. But it's one of the most fascinating art stories you've ever heard in your life.
Ever.
So that's going to be an amazing movie.
By the way, I've already seen the movie, and it is amazing.
Well, now you're just bragging. Let me ask you one
version
more
of bragging. Mentioning,
you saw a documentary before it came out.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one more question before we take a break with the great Jeff Garland here, and then we'll talk about the show a little bit more and what's coming up at Largo this Sunday and the whole deal. Do you, I don't at all mean this in an insulting way.
Are you
surprised, because we all feel younger than we are. Are you surprised to find yourself at a point in your career where you're playing a dad of a bunch of grown kids? Does it feel weird to you?
Considering I started when I was 20 years old, you know, doing this, it is a bit weird. Here's the thing about growing older in show business and doing these things. It's all about relevancy. And so for me, as long as with my stand-up and my indie stuff, I feel relevant, I'm good playing a dad on the show. And also, it's an interesting dad. It's a funny, angry dad. It's not like it's fun. It's fun to play. So I'm cool.
You wear your underwear a lot.
Yes, I do. I wear the tidy, whiteies all the time. You know, if I'm having fun, look, I take what I do seriously, but I don't take myself so seriously. So I'm having a ball. I'm good.
Jeff Garland has a job where he shows up and spends half the day in his tidy whiteies. That's pretty darn awesome.
And I walk around all day. I'm sort of like my version of Lena Dunham.
Although you have a better body. The Goldbergs is the show I tease because I love. Tuesday nights at 9 on ABC. We'll be right back with Jeff after this of the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
In the market for new cars.
Wait a second here. Will TrueMarket.com save me money and time?
Yes.
That's what I need to know.
And you will never overpay.
Oh, okay. Because they're both so important, saving money and time.
And you can find out what others have paid by going to TrueCar.com. They've sold over 1 million cars,
Jeff.
And
by the way, let's talk about this. Sometimes you save money, but you're there for an entire day. Is that really saving money? How much is my time worth?
Good point.
No one has
that
kind of time.
That's why you need both.
Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. Thank you, Jeff.
You're
welcome. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
It is, by the way, 24 minutes after 8.
Lisa May has one of those big vaginas that you were talking about on Curb.
What?
By the way,
what the hell are you doing? Why
would you say that?
How would you even know?
What are you doing, and how would you say that?
I'm sure her vagina. I'm looking at her right now.
It's beautiful,
Oh, look at you. I didn't wasn't even going to go there. I wasn't going to leave your vagina alone.
All right.
But I'm sure it's a lovely vagina.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The great Jeff Garland in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He, of course, one of the stars of the Goldbergs, Tuesday nights at 9 on ABC. He also has a podcast. Thank God somebody's doing a podcast with us and interview celebrities.
By the way, you know, let me just say something about that. I was recording these conversations at Largo for a while. I didn't want to be another guy with a podcast. So I had like 15 of them, not knowing what to do with them. And then people kept asking me, and I said,
But wait, why were you recording them then?
I didn't know. I like let's see.
Let's just
maybe,
try it.
Yeah, let's just record them. You know, just for posterity. Okay. No, for posterity.
But Jeff,
wasn't anything.
You record every stand up show you do too.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then have it transcribed afterwards
by my assistant. Yes.
Why?
Because I like to read them. I don't. By the way, if it's a crappy show, I don't make it. It's not punishment,
right?
For her. But I like to read it as well as hear it. You know, and I like to see how.
Is
it
a way of checking out on your art, like how it worked out, or could you write it better, or whatever?
Yeah, because you also have to know, I don't really have an act.
Okay.
So for me, the only way to get any sort of material is through improvising.
Right.
And I forget.
Yeah.
I forget. I mean, I literally, when I walk off stage, I don't remember a word I said. So
you got to see a doctor, Garland.
You should. That's funny, though, because when I'm on my way home from here, I call my wife, and she goes, how was the show today? Who was on? And I like,
Right.
I don't know.
But by the way,
because we're, you know, we spend a lot of time planning tomorrow. We have a meeting and everything.
But also, when you're doing the show, you're totally in the moment, right. And then it's gone.
Right.
It's truly gone. So that's how I am. And so my assistant now only works for me part time. She actually
she can't take it.
No, I got her. I helped get her a job. Her greatness got her the job. But okay. She's now the writer's assistant on Better Call Saul. Spinoff of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, all right.
Which any writer, because she wants to be a writer, and that was like the most desirous, you know.
Sure.
You want desired show, desirous.
Now, I know we're jumping all over the place here, yeah. But you brought up Better Call Saul. You and Odenkirk go back to kids? Were you teenagers? Well, how old were you when you guys hooked up as friends?
Early 20s.
Okay, and Conan, same deal. You guys were all hanging together as a posse, or what?
More late 20s, Conan. Bob said to me, "My friend Conan is going to come to Chicago for a while. He needs a room, and you have a room. You want to be roommates?"
Really?
Yes. And of course, my reaction was, "His name's really Conan? Are you kidding me?" And then I met this giant with giant red hair.
Yeah.
And he was hysterical, and I had a ball with him. It was so.
How long did you guys live together?
I'd say maybe 5-6 months, 6 months or so. Yeah.
Did you ever tag team any ladies?
Oh, it was three ways galore. What the hell are you talking about? Now, big vaginas, tag team. You know, you probably moved up to Seattle because you're not allowed down here anymore. Things probably.
I would be intimidated by a Harvard guy coming and living in my house, by the way.
I didn't even think that. We got along great.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great guy. It was really easy.
So you weren't surprised to see the career that he went on to have with the Simpsons and the talk show and everything?
No. Oh, really? Not the Simpsons and not any of that, but I never thought that he would be a performer. I thought he was the funniest dude ever.
Right.
But it was more of a behind-the-scenes guy. And then he went on to make – he went back to Saturday Night Live. He went on to make this show called Look Well. It never was in my head, oh, this. And then when he got that gig, the premise was I knew that if they let him stay long enough,
right.
He'd have a great career.
Right.
But I knew it would be shaky at first.
But these days.
Because he didn't have any background in performing. He had a little bit of background, don't get me wrong, but not like someone, you know, who's been doing it their whole
life. All I knew about him when that show came on was he used to write for The Simpsons.
Right.
That's all I knew.
Right.
Like, this guy must be really funny.
Yeah, he's really funny.
You stay in touch with both of those guys? Are you guys still friends who see each other regularly?
Conan?
And Bob?
Well, Bob I talk to and see, yes, very much on a regular basis. Conan I see when, you know, I see him at different events, and I see him when I do a show, and I still, you know, Conan I still consider a friend, and I don't throw that word around lightly. But Bob is one of my best friends.
Speaking of friends, your podcast that you tape live at the Largo is coming back. You've been down for a couple of months because you've been so busy with the Goldbergs and everything.
Yeah.
And that is going to be this Sunday, the 23rd of February at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8:30. Tickets are still available for this one, right?
Yes, there's some tickets available. It's Genji Koner, who created Orange is the New Black. I don't know if you've watched that. But
and Weeds. Didn't he?
And Weeds,
right? Love both of those shows.
Yeah, they're both great shows. But Orange is the New Black, I am so hooked on.
Yeah, that's
it's coming
a good
show. Back on in June. But
that's
I'm
right.
just going to sit with her and talk, you know, about things. She's a very interesting woman. And I also do stand up before I do things.
Now,
I don't record. I do record that for myself, but not.
Are most of the people? I feel like we need to take a break with Jeff. Can you stick around for one more, Jeff?
What time are we at?
We are
it's
at 8:30.
Oh,
do you have to hit the road?
No, I got to be out of here by 8:45. Actually,
right,
I have a Latin American conference call.
What?
The Goldbergs is coming on in Latin America, and so they have all these people. It's a round table. I'm actually going to do it here in another room. I don't even know.
Really?
All
right.
Yeah. So
you're going to be on the phone in 50 minutes going, oh, Dios mío.
I can't speak a word of Spanish, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Poorly.
Poorly. yes.
Jeff Garland is here. We'll take a break and come right back. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:38.
One of the stars of the Goldbergs, Tuesday nights on ABC. Our friend Jeff Garland in studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. The return of his podcast this Sunday on stage at the Largo. Tickets available through largo-la.com. Just $30. You'll be interviewing Genji Cohen from Orange is the New Black. Hey, When people come up to you
and stand up and doing stand up.
And doing stand up, yes. Doors open at 7, show at 8:30. When people come up to you in gas station parking lots, what do they ask you, Jeff?
I was just so everyone knows, I was telling a story about something that happened to me last night, and this is a consistent thing at gas station parking lots.
Only at gas station.
Only at gas station.
All right. And it's a weird category.
It's a weird category. But know that they said, hold that. So yeah, I'm telling you.
All right.
Here's what happens. I swear to you, I'm not even slightly exaggerating.
This has happened how many times?
3 times in the past 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
which
a
is enough to remember.
To recognize the
yeah,
pattern.
Yeah, maybe even 4 months. Okay.
All right.
Scary people
okay.
come up to me and ask me. They do two things.
Can I have a dollar?
No. The first, first they go, you're in movies. And I go, yes, yes. What movies? And I don't like listening. I go, my name's Jeff Garland. I've been in a lot of movies. You know. Yeah. And then they say this. How do I get famous?
Really?
3 different people said that?
Yes. Yes. And I say.
Do you go, I don't know, work in the business and work.
No, it's not even that. It's like, do you know how much hard work and failure has led to
right.
me being remotely successful? I it's like, and then what's really great about it is it's only about the fame. They're not even saying I want to
be
an actor.
They don't want to be in the movies.
Writer, a comedian. Like, how do I do that? How do I get in the movies? How do I get famous? What do I do?
Can I give you an answer?
Yes.
The next time somebody says that, you go, kill me.
Oh, no, I won't.
They would be famous.
But by the way, don't think that thought has been crossing my head every time. Because they're a little bit scary. It's like you're very vulnerable. You're standing.
Wow.
But I'm nice to pretty much everybody who comes up to me. And so I actually will say, I don't know. But you know what's amazing? And there have to be. Well, if they listen to your show, they're smart. But,
of course.
No, but yes, they
it's
are
stoned.
Actually. But maybe stoned. But stoned is cool. You know, I don't do that. But by the way, when I'm like 90, I'm going to be stoned every day.
I like to hear that.
But right now, I've got too many things
okay,
to do.
Good.
And I, you know, I'm
You're
all
saving
for
up
it.
The weed.
Yes. Well, I don't have any.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I will buy it in bulk.
Okay.
But I'm sure by that.
Well, it'll
time,
be in Costco by then. Absolutely.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It'll be in Costco
by
then.
Pallet.
Costco. Oh, whatever. I'm just not even speaking correctly. All right. Anyhow.
Jeff, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You made a reference to the failures that you've had in your career.
Oh, my God.
And I am fascinated by this because I have heard you make reference to, and I'd love you to expound upon it a little bit for me, sir. I've heard you make reference to a change in the kind of stand-up material that you used to do versus what you do now and how difficult that transition was, but you had to do it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. And what – let me remind me to say my thing that I'm going to say at the end of what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Are you going to remember the thing?
Okay, no, I remember that. Yeah, no, but you just say the thing.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And by the way, that's a good question. I do have ADD.
She works with me. I would not. Okay, go ahead.
No, the thing is, I was killing very early in my career. And my material, what happened was I went on stage and my friend Lou Schneider, who ironically is a writer on the Goldbergs.
Yes.
We've been friends that long. He had never seen me. And I was making him laugh as friends. And he said, he was also a comedian. You know, he said, he goes, I noticed you record your show. I've been recording him that long. He goes, do you ever listen? I go, you know, I've never listened to him, but I record him.
Really?
Yes. This is the first time I listened. I went home. I listened to it. And my whole show was about cartoon characters, sex, television, cartoon characters having sex, television characters having sex. But it was about nothing. It was foolish. It was a waste of time. Yes, I killed. But
it made people laugh.
It made people laugh. But
not the way you want. You're proud of.
Okay. Yeah, not the way I was proud of, you know? And so the next day I call him and I go, he goes, did you listen? I go, I did. Thank you so much. I'm going to start fresh. He goes, no, do a little time. I go, no. And what I did was I threw away my whole act and I started going on stage and talking about only what I thought was what was important to me.
Okay.
And I call this period my festival of bombing.
Okay.
And we're talking about it, with very few exceptions and a lot of firings, about a year and a half of straight bombing.
Wow.
Okay.
That's commitment.
Why keep that up?
Well, I knew I was funny.
Okay.
I knew in
even
my gut.
Even a year in.
Just had to find the way.
I never doubted myself during that period. Okay. And here's the point I was going to make. So many comedians who are really talented, really funny are so fear-based that they never write new material. I know comics have been doing the same act for 15 years.
Right.
Because they know it works.
They know it works. But also, I don't know anyone who's been doing the same act for 15 years who's ever become successful. Ever. There's not one example of that. I'm talking about really successful.
Right.
They're successful enough to work. But even the clubs that book them are like, can we have some new material? People don't want to come back and see you anymore. Right. And so it's the fear. And you have to truly be with that fearless. I mean, for me, I'm the complete opposite. I go on stage and I just start talking, having no idea where I'm going or where I came
see,
from.
Now, most, that would be a complete nightmare for me. I couldn't do
for
it.
Most people,
for
even most
people.
Comedians.
Yes, and most comedians, yes. So I'm on that end of it, that I've built that confidence up and that style up over the years. However, you got to be fearless in terms of you got to try new material. You see, you can't be afraid to bomb. And these people are afraid to bomb. Who cares? You're at the comedy store on
most
a Tuesday night.
Care.
No, but a comedy store on a Tuesday night. And you're like, you're scared if you bomb, it's going to be over.
But
no,
Jeff,
man.
isn't your stand-up career, though, maybe not yours because you're a celebrity, and I don't mean that with any disrespect. People come to see you because they know you from TV, so you're always going to sell some tickets. But I'm saying for the average guy who's just working the clubs, his reputation and his word of mouth is all he has. How often can he bomb?
I wasn't always somebody on a TV show.
Yeah, true.
I mean, Curb Your Enthusiasm started, what, 99? So it's like, and I started my career in 82, I believe.
Okay. Wow.
So
you proved it then?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's a lot of suffering going along with this.
All right, I hate to butt in, but it is 8:45. So,
you have to go talk to Mexico.
Yes, the Goldbergs is going on in Latin America, so I have to do my
Is it thing. Called Los Goldbergs in Latin America?
I think they're changing the whole thing.
It's going to be the Sanchez's, isn't it?
The Sanchez's, we're a family. Yes. Yes. They're paying me because I'm so good in voiceover. I'm actually dubbing it in for the actor who's going to be playing me.
Nice.
Oh, how about that? All right,
no, I'm
listen,
making
let me
a
just,
joke. That was a joke.
Okay. Let me
so
just
confused.
give the plug real quick. The Goldbergs airs Tuesday night tonight on ABC. You can go see Jeff do stand-up and in conversation with Jenji Cohen, creator of Orange is the New Black. That's going to be at the Largo. That's this Sunday night. Go to largo-la.com. And, of course, the podcast, by the way, in conversation with Jeff Carlin, is available through Earwolf or iTunes. So great to have you back in on the show.
Thank you.
See us again soon.
By the way, you say that? You better believe it. I'll be back here.
Okay.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage, coming up just after 9 this morning, and then we'll talk to Patrick Cummins. Ted, are you familiar with this guy who's fighting UFC 170 this weekend?
I know the name, but I've never met him, and he could probably strangle me.
Oh, he could. Yeah.
He was working a drive-thru at a coffee shop a few days ago when they came through because they couldn't. His boss wouldn't let him take any phone calls, so they drove to the coffee shop to say, hey, come fight in the UFC in 10 days. So that's what he's doing. That's his Saturday
didn't
night.
Didn't Dana White call the restaurant?
Yes.
And the guy's
he did.
Nope, he can't take phone calls. Sorry.
He's working the drive-thru. Sorry.
I thought these guys who were really good at UFC were making enough money to not work at a coffee place.
This guy was not in the UFC.
Oh,
right.
Really?
This is his first ever UFC fight, and it's against Cormier. So he's going to be in trouble. Perhaps.
Yeah, I think he is.
Or
so
is
how
he
did
not?
They find
I don't know.
How did you know? You can
I
say
think
what
he used to train
with
Cormier.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
And now he's going from barista to in the ring on television, hopefully making a lot of money. That is awesome.
Potentially. Anyway, he is in Las Vegas. It's almost the beginning of fight week, so we'll talk to Patrick coming up. First, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat, here's our friend Ted Stryker.
All right, I was going to save this story, but Beer Mug, you know I love you. I'm watching Beer Mug stuff his face with food right now.
We can't get him to stop that.
It's like someone's going to take the sandwich from you, and no one is going to steal your sandwich, Beer Mug. So I'm going to tell you about this, Beer Mug. This story's for you. Hot Pocket. Excuse me, just my voice. Wow. Hot Pocket has recalled various Philly steak and cheese Hot Pockets. Apparently, they were using meat from the Rancho Feeding Corporation of Petaluma, California, which recalled approximately 8.7 million pounds of beef last week because of the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service found the company had processed diseased and unsound animals and carried out these activities without the benefit or full benefit of the federal inspection in 2013 and 14. How are you feeling, Birma?
Fantastic. That explains a lot.
There has never been a food recall in this country that has not directly affected Beer Mug.
That's true. He was eating during Jeff Garland's interview, and Jeff couldn't continue.
He
just sits back there and just jams food in his mouth.
How do you do it, Beer Mug? Again, I compliment you. I tweet you, but it's nonstop, just shoveling it in, man.
I can't get enough, Stryker.
All right.
Yeah.
We need to get you a sponsor from Hot Pockets now. You would be perfect for it. You'd accept it, I think. All right, so you know the movie Titanic. It's made $2.19 billion. It came out, obviously, a very long time ago. There's an extra from that movie who is now suing 20th Century Fox, this guy named VJ. He was hired to be background.
Okay.
Just walk around in the background. And on the day he was there, James Cameron spontaneously gave this guy one line in the movie, and his line is, yes, yes, ma'am. And he said that line to Kathy Bates in the movie.
And it's okay. In the movie.
It's in the movie.
Okay.
He got paid as an extra, which was about $60. And now he's saying, look, I had a line in the movie. SAG needs to give me money for the line in the movie and all the residuals for all these years, for the times it's been on TV, for DVD sales, and he wants a bunch of money. And SAG may give him the money. That movie, as I said, grossed over $2 billion. Now, I've had one line in a movie before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the movie, the great movie, Out Cold, I said, me gusta! I actually had maybe two more lines than that, but me gusta is the go-to line.
And what'd you get paid for that?
Here we go.
Was that the film you did with former Playboy Playmate of the Year Victoria Silvstedt, Ted?
Bean, I love you as much as you love Pluto, by the way. Yes,
that's
exactly right.
Okay.
And so I made, I think, $750 for that day of work. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And I got to go to Canada to do it.
All right.
So Victoria Silvstedt is there. Zach Galifianakis is also
in
the movie. He probably wouldn't admit that he's in the movie. It's a great movie, though. Me gusta. So I got paid that money. I continue to get checks from that movie. The minimum is about $1.50.
All right.
And the maximum is about $40.
Okay.
But the movie is on a lot, not like Titanic, but this guy, after all these years, should get about $5,000, I'd say.
He's going to get some cash, for
yeah,
sure.
I guess.
Bet he gets more than that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And just to show you what a box office draw I am, I was also in a movie called Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, I saw that.
That movie cost $5.5 million to make.
Right. And you got roughly that.
So I got $750 again.
Right.
And in that movie, I say, enjoy the harmony. It made $7 million at the box office, so now that's $1.5 ahead, but it made $30 million on DVD.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Look at the box office draw.
Because of you.
Cooper, Pitt, Clooney, Stryker.
Right.
There you go.
Of course.
All right. Congratulations to, who am I? American Pie star. I love Jason Biggs. I love his Twitter feed. I like his wife, Jenny. They have a brand new baby boy.
I like his Twitter feed all except for, when is it on? Monday nights? Sunday nights? When is The Bachelor on?
He's
crazy Bachelor tweeter.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, you guys on this show love The Bachelor.
No, not
no.
Us.
Ralph loves The Bachelor.
And
Petros Papadakis loves
The Bachelor. My what? Yes.
Bachelor.
They love it. So you just sit here, Kevin, and just accept the love of The Bachelor?
We sort of are having it forced on us. I got to be honest.
Bean, what's your take on The Bachelor?
The kids seem to enjoy hearing about The Bachelor, I think, because they can participate in office conversations without actually having to spend the 2 hours a night to watch it. So that's kind of why we allow it, because we do get enough positive feedback from listeners who enjoy the recaps.
See, I think I'm on top of pop culture. I've not seen 1 minute of the series.
Yeah,
not
fine.
1 minute of the entire series. Missing out on this, though, at
not
all?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
You're good.
They're handing out roses and girls are getting naked and the guy, apparently the new Bachelor does not like gay people from what I've read.
I don't know.
All right.
It's
you
like
know,
two,
Kevin.
I don't. It's like 2 hours a night. Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah, it is crazy.
Speaking of movies, going back, Kevin, have you seen Ride Along the Kevin Hart Ice Cube movie?
I have not.
I'm so surprised.
I know.
I can't believe you've not seen
it's
that.
It's my style, but I just haven't had time.
Then this story means nothing. They're going to make a Ride Along too.
Of course.
They're going to make
it
a sequel.
It was successful.
Would you ever go see a movie with me, Kevin, if I invited you on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday?
Probably not. No, I might. Sure, of course. It depends on what movie.
We like similar movies, just so you know.
Oh, that's bad for
you. I have
you.
A little of Kevin in me. That doesn't make sense. And a little of Bean in me, too.
Right.
Haley Joel Osment, who's got a very large head, like many people in this room, he's going to be in the new Entourage movie. He's joining Turtle and E and Drama and Ari, and that is a movie I will see.
Okay.
Kevin?
All right.
Will you see Entourage?
Nope.
No? What?
No, I'm not interested in that. I'm sort of on Bean's side in that that has one plot line since the beginning.
That's all right. You know what I mean? That's okay. That's okay. I like it.
It depends. I might.
All right. Ellen Page, we now know officially that she happens to be gay, and I love her, and she is so talented and smooth and natural in her acting. And when she was giving her speech and that she happens to be gay, she was saying how you have to act, you have to dress a certain way, and you have to be a certain way. Well, E! Online, on their online, said that she looks homeless and wandering when she was wearing sweatpants going to the gym. And it said, why does the petite beauty insist upon dressing like a massive man?
Really?
That's what the E! People wrote online.
Because she wore sweats
she
to
wore
the
sweats
gym.
To the gym.
That's
aren't
BS.
You supposed to wear sweats to the gym?
Yes.
Okay.
I am so sick of bloggers saying something just to say something. It's not funny. It's not edgy. It's not good. Anyway, they took it down off their website, but they did it after Ellen Page gave her speech.
Ah.
There you go. All right, let's get to the birthdays today. Jeff Daniels is 59. I love Dumb and Dumber, and I will see Dumb and Dumber 2. Seal is 51. Justine Bateman is 48. Benicio del Toro, rolled the R's, 47. Haley Duff is 29. Victoria Justice, 21. Happy birthday, Aisa from K-Rock. Justin Verlander, 31. I am Stryker. I just ruined the showbiz.
Imagine Dragons, just ridiculously talented, those guys.
Yep.
They love sure that. Are. Hey, there are two things you can do this week to get your Adam Carolla fix on. One is you head on over there to AdamCarolla.com, click through the Amazon.com banner, and pre-order Adam's new book called President Me, The America That's in My Head. That comes out in May. You do that, and then Adam gets a taste of your purchase. Also, this Friday night in Las Vegas with special guest Joe Coy, it's a Big Mangria Live podcast party show at Treasure Island in Las Vegas. It's going to be a lot of fun. AdamCarolla.com is where you go to get information and tickets. Mangria will be available from every bar in the casino. Mangria tasting at 7. Show begins at 9. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and work my way up to number 1. First off, all these new electronic song lists everyone's making, like Songza and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We gotta work this one out, people.
You're talking about like playlists that people put up on streaming services?
Yeah, Sunday morning, easy listening, rock and roll barbecue and all that kind of crap. Right. This is the 80s and all you get, Richard Gere pops, Richard Blade, whatever. It's early. Anyway, some dude named Dick pops in there and tells you his business. So on Sunday, I was playing ball with the kids out in the backyard. I was enjoying myself.
Right.
Momentarily. And then I walked into the kitchen and my wife was in the kitchen and she was listening to Penny Lane by the Beatles.
Okay,
and I said, I love this song. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, do that thing with your phone where you get it going in the backyard, out on the speakers in the backyard. Because I'm out with the kids. We're throwing the ball around. We're having a nice time. The sun is shining. And she said, yeah, all right, I'll do that. So she hit a couple switches, and I walked down the hall. And I opened the door, and I walked into the backyard, and I heard the last 7 seconds of Penny Lane, and then it went right into John Cougar Mellencamp's Hurt So Good. And I turned around, and I marched back in, and I said, change this piece of crap song. And then I thought to myself, who likes both of those songs? Nobody likes both of those songs.
You like one or the other?
What kind of maniac is putting this list together? Well, look, if you like the other, the John Cougar Hurt So Good, you're either a potted plant or an escaped insane criminal. I don't know who you are, but the point is don't go from one of the best songs ever written to one of the worst songs ever created without some buffer song. At least if you're putting together the playlist and you, for some reason, you have to have Hurt So Good, even though it's a piece of crap and it makes my ears hurt so bad, at least put a buffer song in between the two so it's not like getting shoved out of a jacuzzi and thrown into a snowbank.
All right. Important tip on making your list.
By the way, for those of you who are listening, the guys over at Songza, the buffer song, Main Street by Bob Seger.
Oh, there it is.
That's
the
one. That's kids. Perfect.
There's your transition.
Song. It'll get you right from one of the best songs ever written to one of the worst ever written effortlessly. All right, number two. Derek Jeter, he's retiring.
Right.
He gives that answer that all the jocks give, that everyone in the press conference should just attack him.
Right.
Like insane Eskimos with spears on a seal. When they hear this answer, when they go, well, it started to feel like a job. Oh, you mean getting $19 million a year to, by the way, work 5 months out of the year started to feel like a job, Your Highness?
And put the word work in quote.
Yeah, right. You throwing the ball around in a windbreaker started to feel like a job. Baseball, the thing we work our ass off all week so we can play on the weekend, started to feel, oh, my heart goes out to you. Kevin, when your alarm went off at 4:15 this morning, did it start to feel like a job?
It does every morning at that time.
Why'd you show up? It's starting to feel like a job. I mean, you know, I'm going to walk around town and find every guy's working on a roof. Hey, is this starting to feel like work?
Yeah.
Is this starting to feel like a job? You driving a school bus. Air traffic controllers. Does this feel anything like work to you?
Right.
Well, but stay home by all means. What are you getting? $40 million a year to do that roof? What? not lower than $19 million a year. What do you work? 4 or 6 months out of the year? What are you working? Yeah, it's starting. Guess what, Derek? Everyone who has a job is working a job, and guess what it feels like? A goddamn job. Now shut your mouth and get paid.
Amen.
What does he think we're all doing? Just receiving oral and a bouncy castle all day while he goes to work?
I wish that was the case.
Well,
is that job available?
Yeah, well, in my refractory period, I got to go out to the mailbox and get the check.
I
keep the ladies paid. It's starting to feel like work playing baseball. Oh, cry me a river. And number one, last night I was I like the flexibility of my dog Molly because she went out. I opened the front door last night about 9:30. She ran out in the front lawn. She started barking. There was something up in the tree. There was a rustling in the tree, and she was up there, and she was sniffing and barking and barking and sniffing and barking, and I said, man, what's a raccoon up in that tree? It was dark. I couldn't tell. Some critter was up in the tree making a ruckus, and Molly was very interested and barking and interested in barking, and then at a certain point, she said, you know what? I think I'll take a dump. And she walked about 8 feet over from where she was barking and went, I'll take a dump, and then she went, no, I'll head back in. And I thought, I wish I could approach life that casually. You know what I mean? It was like, hey, I said, honey, I think I heard the window break in the kitchen. There may be somebody in the kitchen. I'm going to take a crap, and then I'm getting back in bed. Wouldn't it be great to just be wired that way?
It would be. That would be awesome.
Right? One minute there's some goblin up in the tree, the next minute, I'm going to leave my bowels. Yeah, now I'm heading in to lay down.
So we should be more like dogs if we'd enjoy our lives a little bit more.
We might be dead. You know, we may not see our 18th birthday, but if we got past it, happier than we are.
All right. I just hope that it never gets to the point where your dog, we're taking a poop in the yard, is starting to feel like work. That's my fear.
Hey,
why not spend Friday night in Las Vegas with the great Adam Carolla and drink yourself some mangria? It's going to be a great show at the Treasure Island Theater. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the details. Tickets are just $35. Have a great time, Adam. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Very disappointed that our friend Ted Stryker from Afternoons here on K-Rock has been filling in on the Showbiz Beat today, and not once have we heard the Strikers Got a Tail theme song.
Oh, true.
Where is that? That's a must, right?
Are you ready?
Stryker has a tail!
Thank you. And a quick reminder, by the way, Ted is going to be in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. That's going to be tomorrow with one of our favorite bands, New Politics, out of Denmark. Those guys are so much fun, Stryker, as you know, from all the times we've had them at Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas. You're going to have a great time tomorrow with them.
Yeah, they are fun. That's going to be at 1 o'clock, and you can watch it go down at krock.com. What I like about those guys, they have a huge hit song.
Right.
And they have taken every advantage possible to have their career go along. They tour nonstop. They tweet nonstop. They're good guys. They film bits at In-N-Out Burger. They're really, like, they are doing it the right way. I really
like
those guys.
Energy on stage, too. It's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
So good.
All right, before I give some showbiz news here, callers 10 through 14 are going to get the following. You get a pair of tickets to K-Rock Storm's Bear Mountain. I'm excited. I'm going to go that day, which is not very good. But the good stuff is this. Kongos, the band, is going to play. This is a great band. They're four brothers. They're from South Africa, living in Phoenix now.
Okay.
They're going to play. And this really young band called Bad Sons, they're from L.A., they're going to play as well. And our friend Jeremiah Red's going to spin.
Fantastic.
So callers 10 through 14 right now, you get to Storm Bear Mountain, free tickets, and hang out that day and see a free show. It's going to be fun. All right, so you guys talk a lot about The Bachelor on the show all the time, but my favorite show, and I watched it last night, and I don't think you guys have talked about it. Do you guys watch Face Off?
I don't. That's the makeup show?
Yes,
that
the
looks
makeup.
Good.
It is really good. When you say makeup, that sells it short.
Yeah, sorry.
You think like you're putting something on Victoria's Secret models.
Right.
This is a reality show where the people on the show have so much talent. They have a few hours to get a theme. They have a model come in and make these people up. It is the best show.
It'd be like monsters and all kinds
right.
of weird stuff. Yeah.
Monsters. And it's really, really, it's on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's on Tuesdays. The host is really good. Mackenzie Westmore. I like her. Her dad is a famous makeup dude, and he's on the show, and the judges are good. So check out Face Off, you guys. I had no connection to that show, but I really like it. All right, let's talk about Nine Inch Nails, the Grammys. We talked about this earlier, but I have some added news on this. Trent Reznor has added more verbiage about the screwage that he got on stage at the Grammys when their set got cut off. It was him, Dave Grohl, Lindsey Buckingham, and Josh Homme. Trent said, there is no way ever he's going to consider possibly patronizing that event in any form at this point.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, they teased him the entire night and then cut it short after about 2 minutes.
So in other words, if he gets nominated for a Best Song of the Year Grammy in 2 years, mm-hmm. he won't go on the show to perform it?
Oh, I believe that in a second.
That is correct.
I'd be surprised if this didn't happen if he went.
He never went before, just so you guys know. He's been nominated before. He may have won before. I'm sure he has, but he never went to the Grammys before. And Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, speaking to them, here's what I want to say. PBS, they're going to be on PBS. Austin City Limits, the show was filmed last November, and it kicks off the 40th anniversary of the long-running live music series. That's on April 5th. You can see Nine Inch Nails on PBS. No more Grammys, but they're going to do PBS. Josh Homme, speaking of him, so I do this countdown show called Out of Order. I am on Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. too.
That's a perfect time for us.
It's a perfect time. So people that have been up all night can hear the show. It's a countdown show. But I got Josh Homme on the phone a couple days ago. We've got some interview we're going to play on Out of Order. But one segment I want to play on your show, you guys, is Josh Homme answering the question when I said, will you ever do the Grammys again?
You know, everything is about respect to me. I love to give people respect when they deserve it. And it's the only thing I care about. And I don't really go where I'm disrespected. It felt like we shook hands and looked each other in the eye and tried to work on something cool and that someone had their fingers crossed behind their back. And I don't do that. I'd rather just be straight up, you know, and just do it that way.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
He's the coolest redhead I know. Mm. He is smooth on stage. You know he's about 6'4", Kevin?
Yeah, he's huge.
And he can move his hips pretty well.
Yes, he can.
He's good. And he's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one day. But I really hope in the next couple of years or a few years the guys get back together, they get another chance, because those are the guys that we would like to see on stage in 20 years. We want those guys on stage playing with the younger bands at the Grammys.
Agreed.
All right. Even if I'm going to see my favorite band at a concert, I am good for a show that lasts no more than an hour and 25 minutes. No encore. Hour 25.
Really?
I go crazy. Hour and 25.
I think the longer the better.
I disagree with you.
Okay, all right.
I believe for hour and 25, 100% energy, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Billy Corgan is gearing up for a marathon.
25 minutes for that.
Well, listen to this, though, Kevin. You're going to say 8 minutes.
Okay.
He's going to do an 8-hour solo musical take.
Oh, God.
On Hermann Hesse's 1922 novel, Siddhartha. You in?
I read that in college.
No way.
Really?
No way.
February 28th in Chicago at Madame Zuzu's Tea House, which of course he owns. That's why he's able to do an 8-hour gig at
a
tea house.
Now, are they locking the doors from the outside so that nobody can leave once the show starts? Because
I have no idea what they're doing, but has anyone in this room read the book?
No.
Just Lisa?
Actually, in high school.
You did.
It was a thing.
in high school. It was one of those books where all us kids are like, oh, that's really deep. That's very cool. I'm going to try to live my life that way. It was like one of those things.
Kevin, I'll give you $100,000, $100,000 unincluded, if you tell me what the book's about.
No, you can offer me $1 million. I don't have any idea.
All right. Well, the book came out in 1922, was written in German in a simple lyrical style, released in the U.S. in 1951, and became influential during the 1960s.
No way.
That's the
no
truth.
No way.
Yes.
Get real.
Siddhartha with two D's. Go read it. I'm not going to read that.
Oh, now, God. No.
When I read that story about Billy Corgan, it sounded to me, Ted, and tell me if this is your impression also, that he is going to be playing a synthesizer while he reads the book out loud for 8 hours.
Well, that's way better.
You nailed it, Bean. That's exactly what he's doing. He's going to have a synthesizer and read from the novel for 8 hours.
No!
If you offered me...
No!
A certain amount of money I would sit there for 8 hours for, but that doesn't seem like a fun time.
Maybe if you were...
That's a terrible idea.
A little high.
No, you'd have to be really high. Like too high to walk. Too high to stand up and walk out.
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
It's not for Taco Bell.
Would you guys go see this? Yeezus the movie.
It depends on if I knew there was music in it. Because he does a lot of preaching.
Too much preaching. I hate the Kanye West preaching.
A lot.
I like the music. I like his studio work. I hate when he talks.
Don't need a lot of talk during a concert.
Well, he is working with American Psycho author, who's a good follow on Twitter, by the way, Bret Easton Ellis, on a big screen version of the latest album. Easton Ellis didn't want to do it till he heard the album Yeezus, and he was convinced to do it. Bret did the script for Yeezus for the promo video, by the way, which was inspired by the American Psycho movie.
Look, I like his music. It's just, it's been about everything but the music. And that's frustrating.
Bean, what'd you think of Kanye when he was in here? Because you guys did a great job with him not too long ago.
No, we didn't really.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was spur of the moment. I thought it was really good.
Look, I'm a huge fan of Kanye West's art. I think Kevin and I are on the same page here. But he is a blowhard. He is way too full of himself. And I didn't think we did a very good job on that interview. We just weren't prepared for it. I mean, it was just he literally just walked in the last minute of the show. We had no time whatsoever to think of the questions. And that's all we could think about for the days afterwards is all the stuff we wish we'd asked
ourselves. I will tell you this, though. After looking into his eyes, he believes every word of that.
Hmm.
That is not something he's putting on.
Yeah, he crazy.
He believes
Walt
it.
Disney, Kanye West equals, right?
One close. The,
close, maybe
very
not.
Very close.
I just don't like when people constantly say how great they are. It just makes me think you're not that great. Right. Really.
Yeah.
I'm tired of listening to you. Anybody can have a record label. John Varvatos, who's a fashion designer. He's got a store in Vegas. He's got a store in New York. He's got one here in L.A. He makes great clothes. He is now getting his own record label, Varvatos Records, distributed by Universal Music Republic Records. It's a real thing. Hmm. Anyone can just have a record label.
But then you have to sign good people, right?
You have to sign good people. I mean, he's got good taste in music and he's got good connections, but just to get a record label, just handing them out like that. We should have a record label here at K-Rock.
We
hear a lot of unsigned bands all the time.
That's true.
Kevin, if you were starting a record label, who is one band that you would want as your band that's already famous? You're like, come to my label right now.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
They're not making music,
they wouldn't make a lot of money or music, but I would love that. It's my favorite band of all time.
Because you could hang out with them.
How about Muse?
Muse. I would take Muse. Yeah. The three guys from Muse right there.
Yep.
Hey, thanks
Queens
for having me on.
Queens of the Stone Age, by the way.
Yes, Queens of the Stone Age.
Sure.
I would take them. I would take Linkin Park. I would take 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, remember Linkin Park when they sang...
Shut up when I'm talking to you!
I don't know. After hearing that, I feel like Chester's losing it.
Hey, thanks for having me on the Showbiz Beats.
We love having you.
I really like coming on the show. I listen every single day to you guys. You guys are just the best show. You are the backbone. Your back's must hurt from carrying this operation.
Take it easy.
Celebrating a birthday today, Jeff Daniels is 59. Dave Wakeling from General Public and English Beat is 58. Seal, Kiss by a Rose, 51. Justine Bateman is 48. Benicio Del Toro is 47. Haley Duff, 29. Victoria Justice, 21. Justin Verlander from the Tigers, who is dating Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Kate Upton is 31. And Aisa, that works here, has a birthday that I don't know the age, but she looks about 26 and a half.
I'd guess 24.
Have a great day, everybody. I will see you at 2 o'clock. Talk to you on K-Rock at 2 o'clock. I'm Stryker. I just ruined the show, Biz Beepa.
You're the best. Thank you, Stryker. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Lee Steinberg, agent to the stars.
Yes.
He's written a book called The Agent. We have Kit Harington, who is the star of Pompeii. We have
and Game of Thrones, Game by the way, Thrones, for people right? who love him on that show, as Jon Snow.
We have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow. Tomorrow, we promise you we're going to talk to Pat Cummings, who's gonna fight Daniel Cormier, who we promised you that was going to be today.
You did.
But that was really just the King of Mexico blowing hot air up our asses because that didn't happen. And it wasn't scheduled for today, it turns out. It was scheduled for tomorrow. So we've got that coming up as well, a brand new internet roundup. And we've got, do Mensa members party? What do you think it's like in a community of Mensa?
I'd say they do a lot of weed.
We will get to all that tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and B.